Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Blood Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you all the new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Sham. This is Clocks Off Radio Show, hosted by myself. And I just want to say thanks for everybody for calling. We've got quite a few callers already. Today's actual subject is Chicago's history on street racing. And it should be a fun-filled night. I don't know if this night is going to be long enough to really hold all this information. I mean, it should be real good. I've been talking to some real interesting people today, and it's a lot of history that goes to this city when it comes to racing. And I always say, without the past racers, you know, we wouldn't be here right now. And the whole purpose of me having this show is to put a light on the old races that you know people don't know about, and the new races that people don't know about in Chicago and in the Midwest. Chicago first and foremost, because I'm from Chicago and I'm in Chicago. And I want to give them a voice and let them, you know, shine like I think they should. But people always say, well, you know, what have you done for me lately? But, you know, when I was in school, I never really understood history. You know, why am I going to history class? But it's really prevalent in your future. And I really believe that without some of these older guys that's been doing it, that did it, and they still doing it right now, we wouldn't be here. And I got a co-host. I'm not sure if he's on the line yet. Oh, I think I do see him. He's legendary in the city, and I'm gonna bring him in so he can be my co-host today. His name is the legendary Raylo. And I'm going to bring him in, if you just give me 1 second. I want to give some announcements first about race schedules. Myself, Big Sham, and Leroy are throwing our first race June the 7th. It's going to be the South Side versus the West Side of Chicago, and Chicago against everybody. I got a lot of people coming. Long Island Joe say he bringing a whole crew of people, and that's going to be real interesting. I'm trying to engage these guys from Michigan that say that they say that they fast. They say they faster than, you know, Illinois all put together, but, you know, we beg to differ. But that should be real fun. And September the 6th, I'm having my other race is September the 6th. If you weren't there last year, you missed the treat. It was a good turnout, and we had a lot of fun. Also, Lil Tony, I want to give his dates out too. June the 28th, July 26th, August 30th, and October the 4th as of right now. Lock those dates in. I'm just giving you some reference dates so you all can lock them in. Let me open up my co-host. 773-3080, you are live.
What's up, Hello. Big Sham? This is Gary. Ooh.
Brother Raylo, how
What's
you feel,
up,
brother?
Man,
how's everything?
Good, man. Yeah, that thing is all good, man.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. I wanted to give just a little bit of, well, my history myself, since I'm the host. I started maybe like in the late 90s racing, and my pops, you know, and my brother, my pops, I call him my pops because he was like my old man, and, you know, he taught me a lot of stuff, and he was around me, and we was around each other, and that was Mountain Dew. If you don't know who Mountain Dew is, I don't know. He was racing at US 30. He did a lot of racing, and my brother, you know, it's up for argument. You know, a lot of people got a lot of stuff to say on Facebook and on Clocks Off, but that's my man, and his name is Sherman. And we call ourselves Rough Racing simply because they used to call Mountain Dew rough, and that's where it all evolved from. That's where Rough Racing came from, and that's where it's going to be. That's what it is. You know, he's passed on, but, you know, I'm grateful that he, you know, he showed me what he showed me before he got up out of here, and I'm grateful that he showed Sherman because he's still showing me. And a lot of people, I can make mention. I mean, Raylo, I came up, you know, I watching y'all, watching Fat Kevin and watching Alan and I mean, there's just so many people. Those guys, I was cutting their hair, so they used to talk a lot of junk in the shop, a lot of junk. It was real prevalent. And that's my focal point on trying to bring that whole excitement and everything back to where it used to be. You know, people say that you can't do it, but I believe that you can, as long as you you got these old heads and these new heads, you know, getting them together and trying to make something happen. Before you start, Raylo, I got two scenarios that I just remember. This guy by the name of Tommy Knight, another legend. Now people might not even know who Tommy Knight is. Tommy Knight won at least 20 or 30 races in a row. Now who does that? Nobody does that anymore. I mean, back, you know, when it was like street racing, he whooped a lot of people. And one in particular time, just for a short story, the new school against the old school. This was maybe about 10 years ago, maybe. It's been about 10 years ago. And this one in particular guy, I would call him a new school guy, and his name is Richie Rich. And Richie Rich was on a street that we, you know, well, they don't even race there anymore, South Chicago. South Chicago, if you didn't race on South Chicago, it's you subject as far as racing is concerned. But he had some dice in his hand, and he said, whatever these dice roll, that's what you got. And I think it was like around 10 cars. He was on a motorcycle, though. Richie Rich was on a motorcycle, and Tommy Knight got a Z. He said, whatever I roll on these dice, that's what you got, how many cars you got. So I think it rolled. It had to be rolled like 10, double fives, or 12, or something like that. And he gave them cars. He was talking to Tommy Knight like, you know, you ain't nobody. But I was thinking to myself, like, you know, this boy don't know who he talking to. So sure enough, Tommy Knight went home, all the way back home, and got that car and drove the car back on South Chicago. And he gave them cars and did what? Laid them down. Now, yeah. I love Richie Rich, Raylo. I love him to death because he will go. I mean, he over these years, he has done a lot of racing also, and I know he'll go. But that day, I just felt like that was a prime example of a young buck talking to somebody that's been racing for a long time, been in the trenches, and he didn't know really. I don't think he understood who he was talking to. But that was just my opinion. Yeah. But go ahead, Raylo. Give us a little information, man. I'm not trying to take it up. I just really thought about that. I'm really excited about this topic. The topic today is Chicago's history on drag racing. So just give us a little bit of something.
Okay, yeah. Like you elaborated on, there's some guys like like guys like us, if it wasn't for us, it wouldn't be no the new guys. I'm gonna throw it back a little bit, like if it wasn't for the guys that was before me, it wouldn't be no me and Tommy Knight and Fat Kevin and whoever you want to call. The list goes on. Like my dad, I got in it through my dad.
Okay.
Back in the 70s, in the early 70s, taking me to US 30 back in 1968. That was my first trip to US 30. A lot of people may not believe that, but it's the truth. There's a lot of people that know that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it was on from there, man. And as I was growing up, man, he used to take me around to these races, man, on the Skyway. Quarter-mile racing was hot, but they hot thing was the flying mile in the Skyway.
Mm-hmm.
Race these big Cadillacs and Buicks and all this type of stuff in the mile, Corvettes and stuff like that. They loved their quarter mile racing, but they switched it up a little bit. They go up on the mile, called it the flying mile.
Okay.
So my dad, I go all with him all the time, man. You know, and as time went on, I got older. I wanted to race so bad, man. Once I got old enough to race, man, it was guys that influenced me, like made me really want to do it. Other than my dad putting it in my soul and in my spirit. Guys like Harry Dog, a lot of people on the line will know these names that I'm calling off because they were popular guys. Harry Dog, Rabbit, May You Rest in Peace from the West Side, CW, Long, Frog, guys like that, man. Them guys really influenced me when I was a little boy. You know, I was always on my dad's coattail, but as you go to US 30, and I used to see them guys from the West Side, man, CW and the whole gang, and Rabbit and all them dudes. I'm like, man, I can't wait till I get old enough, man. I'm getting me a shop car like my dad, man, like Frog or something. I want to be like, I like this stuff, man. I want to get into it. I see Big Red, that was one of my favorite cars at year 30 because Frog really influenced me because his style was show and go. His car was pretty and it was fast, you know. It really just influenced me, man. And once I got old enough, man, I put me some cars together and they was show and go and they was some pretty tough cars, you know.
Okay.
I wasn't made of steel. I got beat a couple times, but I won way more than I lost, man. Yep. So that's where it started at. Guys like Drag, man. Drag was the first one. I went to a street race. I don't think I just got old enough to drive. I went on Doty. I seen Drag on Doty racing with his arch rivalry, Drag and OC. They had two Malibus, man. I was real young, of course. They was pulling the wheels on the street. I'm like, man, it's bad. Man, it's crazy. I was like lost. I was on Doty Road, on the 111, the original Doty Road. They got these two Malibus pulling the wheels off the ground. And I'm like, man, I had heard about it. Big Bag was supposed to be racing OC. Man, I went out there when I seen that, man, and just I was steady getting bit more and more, man. It was on from there.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of hands up. Now I don't want to do this, but I got to because I'm gonna try to give everybody like 2 minutes. I know everybody got a story and a little information, but I want to try to get through these calls. So try to keep it to like 2 minutes so I can go through the calls. But we definitely want to hear from you. That's my purpose is to give everybody a voice and just let us hear a little bit about this history that you know about or that you've been a part of. And me and Raylo, and by the way, Brother Junior is on this line. He's not saying nothing right now, but Brother Junior is he's been racing quite a long time himself too. But I'm not gonna tell on him. But let me open up this first line 312-0684. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham? This is Larry. What's going
hey, brother
on, Raylo?
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there with both hands, man.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You got Brother Raylo on the line with me.
Yeah, I know. I heard Raylo on there. That's why I hollered at him, asked him how he was doing. But
what's happening, man? I'm all good. I'm all good.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. My all-time favorite back during the time when I was younger, was George Flagg. I used to love this older guy named George Flagg. He loved Fords. And he had a a Mustang called WMPP. Guys used to drive their vehicles all the way from Detroit and come and race George Flagg right on the side of, what was that, 39th Street, 35th Street, somewhere over there we used to race, right by the side expressway. And George Flagg used to just, he used to send them home, man. Oh, George Flagg, I never will forget him. And Styles, he had a car called Greedy Man. He used to be at US 30 Drag Strip. You know, my all-time close person that I was to was Gene Best. And he had a car called Barber's Toy. You know, and man, those guys there, man, I had so much fun during that period of time, man. That's why I always, when I come on here, I talk about fellowshipping, because all the stuff that they was doing, Sham, during that time, hey man, it was number love, man, and drag racing, you know, and that's what I'm used to, so that's why I speak on it like that. So I don't want to overuse my 2 minutes, because we want to hear what everybody got to say, you know, and I had to come in and pay my dues because I am a part of clocksoff.com.
That's right.
So y'all take care, and I'm a kind of get down so you get the next person in.
Okay, I appreciate you, Brother Larry. Just mute your phone. I'm not going to mute you, but to piggyback off of what you said, you know, that's exactly where I want to be at. That's where I want to bring it back to. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that racing isn't exciting right now, but I remember the whole West Side, because Raylo brought it up, coming and shutting the Skyway down. They would come up here to race somebody on the South Side and shut the whole Skyway down. Who does that? I mean, that was just like, it was like a real, real big event. And I believe that, you know, if I call some of these names, it's going to bring somebody out. I called Raylo's name and he then came out the woodwork. So, I mean, that's exactly what I want to do. Let me go to this next line. 773-7399. Brother Jeff.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Just sitting in the garage, listening, man. You know we gotta listen, man. I got our old buddy Ty, man. Ty's a legend. Old Ty Howard there. Yeah, we all sitting here listening.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. You know, I ain't gonna. If you get to, you gotta. You know, y'all might get a little loud in there. You want me to mute your phone, Jeff?
And I'm gonna put it on mute. I had it on mute before you. I didn't even know I was in queue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Just mute it. And you know, if you want to come back in, you know, you can come back in. Hey,
okay, Jeff. I got you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You ain't saying, you saying Ty Howard with you now? Or you just
I got Tyrone with me right now.
Oh, yeah, Animal.
Yo.
What's happening? Is Spody Hog head rescue you?
Hold on, huh? Come on, he got you.
Raw deal. Yeah.
What's happening?
What's happening? Raw deal. Hey,
what's up,
Ty? I have to think that's the
right
man on the line here.
They
two bad boys.
They're
Howard and Tyrone. Them guys put their heads together. You got a problem.
Yeah, what's up, Ty?
Nah, and I ain't nobody, man.
Hey, what's the deal? Hey, I got a story about Ty. It's been some years ago, and we was at the World of Wheels. If it wasn't 20 degrees outside, it was cold outside. And these boys got to talking crazy at the World of Wheels, and next thing I know, we up on one of these streets in Chicago where they race at, and these boys is out there getting down. Now, that's been some years ago. That's been some good years ago.
Yeah, they whooped me.
You got in the game, though. That, you know, somebody going to win and somebody going to lose, but, you know, you got in the fight.
You
tell Brother
Howard,
I said, what's going on? That's what's up. I appreciate y'all listening in, man.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to go to this next line. 708. Okay, 708, 1764. You might
go. Yeah, I'm here. This is Jamie.
Jamie.
What's up, Raylo? What's going on, Sam?
Man, promotion, brother.
Hey,
I got.
I'm
gonna be on your phone because you were talking a lot of junk. I got to get you, but I'm gonna get you later.
Yeah, get me later. Get
yeah,
me later.
Tell me a little something.
Hey man, I don't know nothing but drag racing. Sunday was my church day, and hey, Sunday was church for me at US 30, bro. 39th Street. I was a little kid on the railroad tracks. You know, and Ray Law and them, they shop was on 59th and Halsted. My dad's was on 58th and Halsted. You know, why
yeah,
pies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I go way, 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 way back. You understand?
Yeah, Jerry, you can
really
back there with me, partner.
Yes, sir. We was neck and neck, brother. We was riding polos together. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. So we know where it came from. We, you know, hey, at that time, old Tyrone was a little snotty-nosed boy running around there.
Yes,
and,
sir, running around up there.
And Howard. Howard, I'm following behind Howard. So that was my young mentor then, you know. So, and that's why I am today. I'm standing by.
Oh, well, that's what's up. I appreciate you calling and giving us a little bit of something.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So mute your phone, Jamie. I ain't going to mute you.
Yes, sir.
713-3995. Your mic is open. 713-3995. Okay. I'm going to go to the next
chat.
One. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody said something. 713-3995.
Hey, you know I'm just plugging in and see what's going on up there.
Oh, my goodness. What's up, DeWalt?
What's happening, man? How everybody up there? No,
oh, man, everybody's doing good, man. I'm glad you called in.
Hey, man, y'all come on down here if y'all want to warm up.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my buddies down in Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling, DeWalt.
All right, bro. I was just checking in with y'all, see what's going on, man.
Okay, well, man, hold fast. Just hold on the line, man. You're going to hear some good stuff on here.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm down. I'm down for sure.
Okay. All right, hold the line.
All
right. I got you locked
all
in.
Right.
Okay. All right,
bet.
773-7115. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Big Sham.
Hey, brother,
that
how you feel?
You got, that co-host
who we talking
you got,
to?
Who is he? He ain't nobody, that co-host you got.
The co-host I got? Who we talking to?
who is that, man?
I don't know, but we trying
side.
To find out who this is.
This is Kid off the west side. What's happening, Raylo?
Fuck Kid, what's happening, man? There ain't no trouble, man.
Ain't nothing going on. What's happening, Sham?
Oh, man, everything good, brother. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Just trying to get off this chill, man. Yeah, I grew up with me, Raylo, and all of us. We all came up together behind some very good legends, you know, like CW and Drag and Austin Nelson and all of us. You know, we came through them the U.S. 30 days, you know, and we had our days and times. You know, we used to always have rivalries with the West Side versus the South Side and this, that, and the other. You know, we always had good times, you know. Like you said, we used to go out there on Doty Road and be out there all night long and on the skyway and hold up traffic, man. The police had to run away from up there and shit. You know, it was hilarious back in the day. But, you know, things have changed, and now you got to take it to the track. So, you know, there it is.
Yeah,
man,
I mean, it's good
like
to go to the track, though.
Man.
Safe environment.
We can't never have enough time to talk about all the good times, man, and mention everybody. I don't want to talk too much because I don't want to leave nobody out, but everybody
right,
from
the
man, wherever it is from.
I'm telling you. We,
I wish
you
I could
never
name off everybody,
days,
but we just don't have time. Yeah.
Well, just give us a little something, Raylo. You can, I mean, that's what you're here for, baby. Just lay it down for us a little bit.
Just lay it down a little bit more, about 2-3 more minutes right quick, man. But you know,
yeah, lay it down for us.
Not enough time to, all the people that I know, man, in this world of drag, street racing mainly, man, all my good buddies, man, it was guys that, you know what, there was a thorn in my side, and I was a thorn in their side. Like guys like Lil Larry, Chuck, Jones, Rodney, Man, them guys, we didn't care what it was. When we come to one another's shop or a block or whatever and come and holler at them, we wasn't none of that who going to do what and this, that, and all that talking. We was in a race. That's all to it.
All those stipulations.
And look,
all
nobody
stipulations.
Scared the race, man. But nobody scared the race, man. And the list goes on, man. You know what? My brother, the one that taught me to drive, Big Bob, man. Big Bob feared none, man. He taught me to drive after he did some winning on the street. Then he turned it over to me, and I went on the side doing a whole lot of winning, man. It was just a barrel of fun, man. Anybody you win a challenge, it was like that Street Outlaws. You challenged them, it was a race. I'm calling you out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
some people might have asked for a little spot. Man. I might have asked for a little spot, but it was on. We got it on, you know. I know times can't stay like they, you know, like they used to be. Times have to change, you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
Everything can't stay the same. You know, I honor the days, the way they're racing now. It's fine, you know, because I know things can't be like it was back in the 80s or late 70s or whatever. It's going to change again 10 years from now. You know, all this thing will be going on.
Yeah.
So what's going on today? It's fine with me, too. It's fine, man. All these guys, or guys be laying back and don't want to race and all the time, they could have won 10 races if they'd have got out there and did something. They could have won something. They reckon to be a whole lot better than 0-0.
Yeah.
If they'd have got out there and raced. But back in them days, man, all them guys, man, like you said, Tommy Knight, man, Shaky, anybody, man, Fish, man, whoever, whatever they had, man, somebody else got some, whatever you got, it's on, man. We finna do it, man. So.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping that I can bring back is some of that, you know, excitement as far as people, man, just trying something. I mean, I mean, we talked about it last week about giving spots out. That I think that's really, you know, relevant in people, you know, trying stuff. But just the whole atmosphere of how it used to be, you know, I know times change too, but I believe that the structure – It's still there. It just needs to be waking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Sham.
You know what? Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
Big Sham.
Uh-huh.
You know what else?
Yeah.
I can tell. I can holler and tell Raylo, and Raylo will tell you. Back during that time, we ain't never heard nobody talk about what size tie you had on and try to get personal and all that kind of stuff. It was drag racing, man. We made it work out one way or the other. Even if we had to give up a spot, you know,
right.
We made it work out.
Yeah, well, I mean,
certain
stuff, you know, you're not going to be able to change, Brother Larry. I just think that, we do have to evolve. You know, things,
right.
You have to evolve. But I think the structure is still there. I mean, they set the foundation. So, you know, we just have to follow the foundation.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
The times change.
Yeah. You said you used to come out to 30 sometime, right?
No, I never went to 30. I said my old man, he used to go to 30 all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you probably was too young or whatever to know. But, you know, the crowd they had out there at 30,
mm-hmm.
we had two spots on the west side that we had crowds like that. It was called Damon and Fulton and Ogden and Costa. We would be on them two streets all night long.
That's right.
All night long.
I mean, I got a tape. I had a tape that I saw, and it was, I mean, if they didn't race, oh, my goodness, if they didn't race at least 6 or 7 times in one day, starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon all the way up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Yep.
I was looking at the tape, and the only reason why I knew it was the same date, the date was on the bottom of the tape, and the time and the date was on the bottom of the tape. So you could tell. I was like, wait a minute, all these races are on the same day, and it was daylight when I first started looking at it, and it got to nighttime on at the end of the tape. So
yeah,
I mean that's big. That's big, and some of these. Some people, they don't even, you know, they racing now, but they don't even know about those times. Just all the excitement that was going on back then, they don't know. And that's the reason why, you know, I got you guys on here talking about it.
Yeah, one night we had a bike race down on Damon and Fulton. It was a guy from out south named Jamie and a guy from off the west side named Tim. Jamie had a fuel bike, and Tim had a turbo bike. So the race got off around about 9 o'clock. The police were down on the other end, you know, blocking traffic, because they were running from Damon and Fulton to Western and Fulton. And the police were down there blocking off the traffic and everything. And so we got the two bikes off, got them to the line and everything, and started the race. Them bikes went down through there so fast that the police come down to the starting line and said, when the bike's going to come through? We said, officer, the bike's been through. He said, well, I'll be goddamn. He said, I didn't even see her.
Hey, hey, Sam.
That was back in the day.
Hey, I don't want to leave those, the bikes out either. I mean, I knew a lot of I really actually started with motorcycles, and I used to run around as a kid behind a guy named Donnie and Craig. They used to have a 750 turbo, but it was like really super fast. And like Pee Wee and Perry and John. I mean, it's a lot of motorcycle guys out there. Somebody texted me, asked me, that's Tiffany, to mention some of these race motorcycles, but it was cars, whether it be cars or motorcycles, it was all one big family, and that's you know what I'm trying to iterate.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Shannon. You got to get that credit about that motorcycle. That's Jamie Gilmore.
Okay.
Yeah.
You already did it. You did it yourself.
That's my man, Jamie Gilmore. Back in the days, I'm standing
right.
by.
Yeah. Okay, let me open up this next line. 708-4697. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Big Sham?
What's happening, brother? Who I'm talking to?
This is Mighty Mouse.
What's up, Mighty Mouse?
Nothing much.
I don't know nobody.
What's up, Ray Lowe and everybody else? What's happening? What's happening, Mighty Mouse? Nothing much. Just sitting here enjoying this show, listening to this history, trying to learn something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm quite sure you can teach us a little something yourself.
It's too cold for the garage. No, I'm sitting in the heat.
When you got heat in the garage?
but I don't feel like sitting out there. No. I'm in the heat, man, listening to some of this good history.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just my third week, but, you know, you my faithful, so I appreciate you, bro. You know I ain't going to meet you. If you got all something right. to say, you just come on out and say it.
Okay. All right.
All right. 630. Oh, that's Big Danny. Your mic is open.
Big Sam.
What's
Lalo,
up, Danny?
Larry.
What's going on, Danny?
Man, y'all forgetting, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget about, Eric, Nate Hill. Don't forget all them type of guys.
We ain't forgetting nobody, Danny. I got a plethora of names that I can go down now. I remember, you say Nate Hill. T used to work on Nate Hill car. I can name some names, but that's what I got you for. I'm going down the line so y'all can you know bring out some other names and a story.
Raylo, what's the guy with the Cadillac used to run the Cadillac? I can't think of his name. Used to race the Cadillac.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight. I wouldn't like. You know what, Big Danny? We don't have enough time, man. But guys like that, but I mentioned Little Larry, Chuck, and just all the names came piling in my head at one time, but. That was my arch rival with Nate, man. I had a thorn in his side, and he had a thorn in my side, man. That was bad. That dude, hey, listen, let me tell you this right quick. I had a back half car when I was doing a lot of racing. When Nate first started racing, he had a boot with little tires on it. Nate didn't never look at my tires, man. Nate didn't care what size tires I had. I was a good matchup for Nate. Nate didn't care.
He showed it.
He had a boot, right? Remember that boot he had or something with little tires on it? Man, my tires are like funny car tires compared to his. That man ain't never look at my tires. That man told me to get on the line, man. That's one of my main guys, yeah, Nate, yeah. And not causing his past history or whatever. It's about that street racing, man, him doing that hardcore street racing on dark roads with no lights out there in the hole and can on. Yeah, that's a legend now.
Hey, man, y'all can't miss Monkey. Y'all can't forget about Monkey Man now.
Well, I don't like throwing nobody down. Maybe you've been on the line, but I'm one of the longest history guys on this line, one of them. I don't remember him doing a whole lot. I know he had a car, but he might have did a little something over there on 74th behind the bus barn or maybe a little bit on Doty, but he never really raised no whole lot of sand. No disrespect to him, but I don't know Monkey Man whooping no whole lot of people.
Well, I'm gonna name a couple of names myself, like Rodney with Sweet Pea. If y'all remember that, that's an old name.
Not scared to race. Not scared to race. Been on the line with him two times, really four times. Two times my brother was driving, two times I was driving. That man did not care about racing. He didn't care what you had. He just wanted to race.
What about Tommy Lynch? Had a car named Nightmare.
His short career, he was pretty good. His short career, he didn't race no long time.
Yeah. Hey, that was Tommy Shell, wasn't it?
Huh?
Yep, Super Shell Tommy.
That was
79.
Yeah, Tommy
drive.
Shell had the Nova Nightmare.
Yeah, Burgundy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What about Bobby DeAndre?
Who? Yeah.
Bobby DeAndre.
Yeah,
that 79 Z.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
first with 990s through the mufflers.
Yep.
He ran 990s through the mufflers.
Now, hold on. Bobby DeAndre was the first one to post it. I'm going to tell you who was the first one to go into nines through the mufflers with a street car. That was that Z that Junior Griffin had with the small
car. Yeah, his black Camaro. Right, his black Camaro.
The one his old lady used to drive. No, not the 69, the 80 or 79 Z that his old lady used to drive. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, Bobby was a first in the eights on 10-inch tires from what I know, in the eights on 10-inch tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that 79 Z, first one I know to do that, to my knowledge, DeAndre. It was unheard of back then.
Yes, sir.
Big Sam, you trying to bring all this back, but you got to start first thing first. These guys got to get some heart and get to the line first, Sam. You can talk about all this all day long, but these guys don't have no heart to get to the line, man. They too busy picking the tires off. You got a small block. You got one system, or you got two systems. You got three carburetors. They complain too much, man. Back then, like Ray Lowe say, he had Shirley Moe Downey slicks up underneath his car. Nate told him, get to the line. He didn't care what he had on his hood. He didn't care what tires he had on. They was racing. These guys not doing too much picking. Oh, you got a roll bar. Oh, you got race buckets. Oh, I got T-tops in my car. You got a hot top. Man, these guys do too much complaining, Sam.
You know what, Danny? I'm not going to disagree with you, but I said like this. Back then,
you better not.
It was. What happened? What'd you say, Jamie?
I said you better not, because you and your crew is definitely the main ones who cry.
No,
I mean,
well, I'm gonna put it to you like this. Well, I don't care if I race or not. That's just me. I just love being at the track. I like the whole atmosphere of it. Now, I'm not just going to jump out there and race. I've been testing. You may mention of me. I'll just say something for me and Ruff. We've been testing the car. Something broke. Something always happened this last year or two. So we really ain't really had a good chance. I'm not just going to give my money away. I'm going to make sure that the car doing what it's supposed to do. And once the car do what it's supposed to do, then I'm going to jump in the ring. I'm not just going to jump in the ring just because y'all want me to jump in the ring. I'm going to make sure that the car's doing what I want it to do. Then I'm going to jump in the ring. And
Facebook,
all these people that's doing a lot of talking, for that matter, they ain't racing. They ain't doing nothing. They've been coming out for 25 years. They've been doing this. You're doing a lot of talking yourself. You need to go sit down in the corner somewhere.
And when
I
don't like to talk about that because it ain't even ready, so I don't want to talk about me. I'm talking about you.
Well, that's what I'm
ready.
Saying. I didn't single you out. I just said whoever doing all the talking, you made mention of me. I said since you're doing whoever it is doing a lot of talking, when I'm ready, I'm going to race. That's point blank, period. Now, as far as what Danny said, yeah, you're right. But what is it going to take to change what's happening? How do you make people engage? How do you, you know, try? I mean, back then it was a lot of money. People had money, so they didn't care. You name some of them names, them people had bread. So they didn't care. They was trying to go because they had it to go with. Now, last week, somebody, Big Wheel, I think it was, came on and said that money, it's not a lot of money. I'm just saying, you don't have to race for no whole lot of money for me to race. You know, people, you know, they'll try to outbet you because they're scared of you. We ain't got to race for no whole lot of money. It's just about the bragging rights for me. Money is icing on the cake because I ain't never going to get my money back in what I put in these cars. I just want to say I whooped you. I ain't trying to take up the whole time. I'm just, y'all got me in a space right there.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all got me in the space. I'm sorry. But let me go to this next caller. I don't want to hold y'all up. Let me go there. I got a lot of lines open. 773-4309.
What up, man? Big Will. What's going on?
Speak of the devil. What's going on,
Will?
Brother Will?
Nothing much, man. Hey, y'all. Excuse me. Y'all talking about back in the day when he said Joy Flag, man. We used to watch Joy Flag put it on him, buddy. And they're talking about when they first went to the 30, my parents took me to the 30 the first time because all the guys I grew up with, they wouldn't take me. I was a youngster. And my parents took me there in 71, time I went to the track. And I remember y'all were talking about the old school cars, Yellow Fever, Clint Smith was driving. And I remember he did a big old wheel stand. He did a big old wheel stand and got out the car in the middle of the track, shaking his head because the car went up and down so much. But some of my history, like y'all talking about Nate Hill and them, talking about Nate Hill Boo. Nate Hill had a Dodge first because I was over there with Mountain Dew, T, and all them guys, Neil, Nolan and stuff. I used to drive Neil's car back then. And Nate Hill and Lil Willie and them used to come around helping us wipe on the cars and stuff, and he had a Dodge in the backyard his father had gave him. That's where he started off running at. And then I went over there with Howard and them, Howard and T, and all them guys. But I've been going to 30 a long time. Raylo was talking about with Tommy Shell. Tommy Shell had sort of a decent career, but, see, he wasn't out there like that. See, we ran in Hyde Park. You know, Tommy Knight would tell you, I used to have a, which would turn out to be my baby mama, lived on 67 in Everhart. And I used to drive from Hyde Park with my 67 Camaro going over to her house and see Tommy Knight over there on 60 if he had a 67 Camaro. Used to burn rubber. We used to mess with him. We used to race Tommy Knight back then when he had his Camaro, his 67 Camaro. Dirt, Rodney, me and Rodney ended up, we had went to school together on 63rd and Everhart back in the day, Scott School. We didn't even know that we, you know, we was kids back then. We didn't even know. We growed up and learned that we went to school together. And them guys like that, Chucky and them, Big Junior, Dum Dum, we used to call him, Gino after hundreds, he came up with us in Hyde Park and stuff. He used to kick it with us, with Big Junior. That's Chucky's older brother. And Nate and all them, they used to run with us first before they really got out there. See, they started swinging, racing the guys on the west side and stuff, but we were sort of local and stuff. Even though Raylo and all them was down there on Halsted, but see, we was over east in Hyde Park, and we had a decent racing crew over there and stuff like that. Tommy Knight was rough. Tommy Knight could get that. Tommy Knight, Derek, Short Chest, all them guys, Monkey Man, all them guys. We used to race down 39th in Halsted. We used to race down on, that was 43rd in Halsted, down on 39th in Expressway, Ricky Bowling, all them guys. What you call him, Daddy? Baby Boy's Daddy. What's his name? Sam Gooden, all them guys. Man, I hung up with all them old-timers and stuff. George Flagg, Mountain Dew and T and them, they used to run the thing. We used to race with Starchild and Patton J and all them out in the hundreds. So I just want to throw my
what's
little
up, Will. Will, yeah. Let me go to the – I got a lot of lines. I'm trying to open them up. Just mute yourself, Will.
All right.
773-4015.
What's going on, fellas? It's Preacher Boy.
What's up, Preacher Boy?
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? I've been racing for 43 years. Been around this just a long time, man. I'm going to give y'all some history. I used to go to Swago, Old 30, and a bunch of other little tracks around. But do y'all remember when we raced on Christmas? We had a race on Ogden on Christmas?
Christmas Day.
Probably so.
Christmas Day. We was on Ogden getting down. We got a lot of old-time races, man. We got Country that's gone. We got Olsen that was here. Big Fish used to drive for him. No,
yeah.
Westside had a lot of drag racing, man. They had Winchfield. And that car he talking about, Junior Griffin had, they had that old Camaro, I mean, that old Z28. Yeah, it could boogie. They used to drive it around here every day before Nut got his Z. You know, I hear Junior on the line. Junior and them had a bad Camaro, man. He was on the Skyway and was racing DD and them. We got a lot of old-time races, man, that's been around a mighty long time, man.
Oh, absolutely.
But the foundations have changed, man, with all the new jacks that we got in drag racing. Everybody puts strips in because they watch too much TV, watch too much Internet. You know, back then, it's wrong with your broom. I didn't want to know what size motor you had. I built mine, and I think I can win. We're saying. But now, everybody with this stock suspension, you got ladder bars, you got this. They don't think about the safety of when you put that stuff together, what makes you get out of that track. You might have Willy Bob on your car because you don't want to flip over. It's safety equipment. People aren't thinking about safety when they race now. All they're thinking about is winning. It's called trick racing now. We're not drag racing, we're trick racing. You know your car need a 1632 on it, and you put some 1000s on there, you're a damn fool.
Yeah, me and Raylo were talking about that earlier.
Preach your boy. You race according to what your car is. Yes, yes.
Preach your boy.
Yeah.
Now, you going back in my lane now. How old are you, Preach your boy, if you don't mind telling your age?
I ain't no joke. I'm 43. I've been around this since I was born, man. I've been making
this you
crazy.
How
my daddy took me. 43, man.
I just asked you how old you say you was?
Born on 43. I've been around race since I was a baby.
You been to Oswego?
I was around one. Who? Yes, I've been to Oswego. My daddy used to take me to every track it is. My daddy used to take me everywhere.
If you've been around, partner, calm down. I ain't trying to cut you down, but if you've been to Oswego, you've been around for a long time, partner. You've been to Oswego.
Sure,
I've only been there once. And I've been to a drag shows all over this country. All over these states, brother. But Oswego, you've been around a long time.
They used to leave
only
church.
Went there once.
You go to the racetrack.
Who was your daddy?
We leave church early. Preacher Boy.
Who was your daddy?
Boys. They were brothers. Cleveland and Leroy. All of them used to leave church and go to race. That's how we got our name.
Okay. They used to race? They used to race?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a Chevelle named SWAT.
All you got to do is talk to me. And drag them to tell you. Just let me tell what the name of the car is. Yeah, SWAT was the car that was
that's part of that crew that ran with Shaft in them.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know that SWAT name was ran with Shaft in them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, SWAT. Yeah, I remember that car. It used to come to US 30 a lot.
Yeah, we used to tow with back then.
Hey, Preacher Boy, I don't mean to mess with you. Hey, Raylo, he didn't wear Pampers. They had shop rags on him, man. That's how long he's been out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
know
you go
there.
Back that far, Preacher Boy. Go ahead. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but
all right, Preacher Boy,
man.
I appreciate you calling, bro.
The thing about street racing now, because it's too fast to be on the street. And that's what's changing the groove. You won't have the same action as we used to back then. We used to race 30 or 40 times a week on the street.
Yeah.
You can't do it now. They're too fast.
Yeah, but Preacher Boy, if we all at the track together, all you got to do
is
go. You ain't got to worry about no cars pulling out on you. You ain't got to worry about none of the stuff that you had to worry about on the street. if we all at right. the track together, it's something that's got to happen to make, you know, somebody got to set the example, you know. And I see some people that's going to come back out that's really going to change or bring it back to life. I know, you know, y'all mentioned Shaky. You know, Shaky say he coming out with a car. I know how Shaky going to go. He just going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Raylo, if you ever see him with a car out there, I mean, and I'm not saying there's not people that won't go now. People, you know, we talk, but, you know, it's some races. It's some new school. I mean, it's a lot of honorable mentions. Like these new guys, like Bump. That boy will go. Bump been racing. He racing good now. I mean, you know, somebody going to lose. You know, but
everybody's
doctors
now. Everybody's dope doctors now. Everybody thinks they know your ET before they run you. They want to know what you got under your hood before they run you. How was your day before I run you?
Yes, sir.
Damn, I know I'm the co-host, so I got a little say-so. It's 7:50. In these next 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, get some callers in, these people on the line.
Okay, let me get them in. 773-9385. I ain't going to mute you, Preacher. Just mute yourself.
Okay.
You live, 9385.
What up, Sham? It's Smooth.
What's up, Smooth?
Raylo, I'm enjoying y'all's show today.
What's up, Jill?
You next week. You going to host next week, y'all, sucker.
No, I ain't. But y'all y'all just don't know, man. With history like this, And a lot of this stuff, I know the names, I know the faces, I know some of the cars, going to 30, being on the street, sitting in the car, just being around and knowing a lot of these guys. Man, y'all don't know, man. I feel like going in the garage and sitting in my race car butt naked, man.
I know that's right.
Well, you a fool. You know that.
Y'all boys saying,
and believe me, we will do that. Believe me, this man loved drag racing so much he would sit in his car butt naked. I know him since he was 5 years old.
I ain't butt naked, but I'm in my garage with my car.
Hey, Gerald, it's kind of cold in the garage, man.
It's cool.
Hey, I got heat in there.
Oh,
you ain't talking about about Clyde and Willie Poole on over there, is you? They was racing pretty good too now.
Uh-oh.
Not the Willie Poole. They wasn't doing that. They wasn't doing no street racing. They were doing a lot of track racing. But they was probably some of the first, well, not so much Clyde, but Willie Poole and Skip, Nathan Hamilton. They was probably some of the first black guys with high-tech or premier cars, meaning full chassis cars. Probably one of the first blacks in Chicago with a Lincoln and stuff like that. So Skip.
Don't have Lincoln transmission.
Hey, Raylo. Is that Welfare 1 and Welfare 2?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm standing by.
Familiar.
Okay,
yes,
let me go down this line. 708-0093. Your mic is live.
What up? It's Voss.
What up, Voss?
What's going on with y'all?
Man, everything good, brother. How you feel?
I'm good.
What's up,
I'm good.
Reno?
What's going on with y'all?
We just talking about this
about
history here, brother.
Drag racing, man.
I've been on since it started. I've been sitting back listening.
Oh, well, that's what's up.
Sit back and learn something. I want to tell you, I know for the past 3-4 years, I've been hearing about vibes this, vibes that.
I've been around a long time. I've been around a very long time in this racing stuff.
Well, you got some legends on the phone right now.
I know a few of them.
You called a very long time.
Huh?
But you called a very long time.
So, I mean, since like the 90s.
Okay.
All right. That ain't wrong.
I used to stop at Ray Barnes when they racing on Ogden and all that. I've been around.
Hey, Vod, this Mace.
Huh?
Who got you in the racing?
Who got me in the racing?
Who did you see, a relative, a friend, or something, that made you want to get off into it?
Man, I just always had a need for speed. Just always. I used to stay at my daddy's shop was on Chicago Avenue in Cicero. I just sit there and watch them. They used to fly down, up and down Chicago Avenue. And then, like I say, my cousin stayed right around the corner from Ray Bonds. So we used to be out there all the time watching them racing that thing.
That was it right there.
Like I say, I always had a need for speed. I've been racing cars since, like, high school, you know, and we've been having 455, 454s in our cars since, like, 94, 93, 92. Ever since I've been driving, my first motor was a big block.
Okay. We used to meet up at Ray Bond and go on Ogden and Costco.
Yeah, I used to be out there all the time. I've been around. Like I said, I always had a need for speed, and then I just got into it. Then I had my buddy. My buddy had bought us a car in 99, a Blue Boo. We took it to St. Louis to Black Sunday. Always been in them cars.
Those were the good old days.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
Yes, sir. You know I'm going to support. I'm on the line.
For sure. 773-3853. Your mic is open.
Ray Low. Go ahead. Ray Low. Go ahead.
We hear you.
Who is this? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Who's calling?
Big Sam, Ray Low. This is Action Time Racing.
Action Time Racing.
What's happening? Little Puck?
What's happening?
Raylo, what I'm talking about. You know where I came from. Me and Raylo was on the line a couple of times.
Yes, sir. You stuck a thorn in my side, too, partner. You ended my street.
I did what I had to do with business, you know.
You ended my street, and I wanted to get my hats off to you. You let the air out of my head, man. I was on about to
get in.
Hey, Chris. Chris.
Yep, it's Chris.
I know you got it.
My dad started me racing and told me, if you ever get scared, don't get in the car. And I've been getting in that car for 25 years.
Hey, Chris.
I know a lot of the legends, all the most street racers. Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
This is Jamie. Y'all ain't got them clutch turbos over there no more.
Man, don't mention that. You trying to tell our business now.
Oops. They don't know nothing about that. I'm standing by.
They don't know nothing about them clutch turbos. They don't know nothing about the automatic three-speed with no clutch.
No, they don't know nothing about that. Some of these guys on the line. But, this is a history. Talk now that these guys know about that now. This ain't the new guys on the line.
You all have called into the History Channel.
I know they were dangerous back in the day. Me and Nate Hill was on the line a couple of times.
Me and Raylo was on the line on 43rd Street. Me and Drag was on the line on Ogden and Cosman, Damon and Fulton, Airwell. So I've been doing it for a long time. I've been out there a long time.
Hey, Chris, you're going to tell your agent.
I ain't heard nobody say nothing about U.S. Hastings.
I'm telling you, Larry.
U.S. Hastings, that's 13th and Damon. Damon and Hastings. That's where it all began.
We just used to say 13th and Damon. We didn't know the Hastings from our south because that was,
yeah.
We didn't know what
we,
that
we
meant.
We used to call it U.S. Hastings. U.S. Hastings, that's what it was. U.S. Hastings.
Oh, okay. We've been on the line. The original Dodie Roll, Raylo, like you say, where they beat the Woolies at.
Yeah.
Do anybody remember when they used to race at the lakefront?
Yeah.
Before they put the humps out there.
That's where my dad used to race at. My dad used to race out
there. 87th Street.
That was back in the 60s.
That's right. And we also used to race on Whipple and...
That was the early 70s. We all came a long way from old Malibu.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
You calling in, brother. Hey, mute your phone. I'm gonna go down these lines.
Okay, go right ahead.
773-3969. Your mic is open.
What's up, Big Sean?
What's up, brother?
What's happening, man? It's Big Perm.
What's up, Perm?
Big Perm.
Chilling, man. Just chilling.
Man, appreciate you calling in, bro.
Oh, quick plan. Eastside Connected. Hey, check this out, man. You know, just going back, man, I remember all them guys. Like a lot of them guys, them names, you know, being back there in Mountain Dew Garage as a little guy, I remember all them guys coming through there getting their cars worked on.
Yes, sir. A lot of guys. A lot of guys came back there
like
at the garage.
80% of them guys you just said, I done heard them names back in that garage when I was a little guy, real little guy, just watching them cars get worked on.
Yeah. A lot of people came back there to that garage.
I did.
Let me go to this line, Perm. I appreciate you, man. I'll mute your phone. I ain't gonna mute you. 630-0018. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up? What up, Big Sham? What up, Ray Lo? This Big Pun. Not to be confused with Big Perm. What's happening, fellas?
What's happening, brother? How you feel?
I'm good. What's up, Clark Kent?
Goldie Bo. What's up, Goldie Bo?
Hey, man, I'm just chilling, Big Sham. I just wanted to, you know, jump in on that history lesson, man. You know, hey, man, I'm a 70s baby, but, you know, I remember my daddy taking me to U.S. 30. I remember going out there when they closed U.S. 30, man, and I cried all the way home, and that's when things switched. And my daddy took me to Union Grove, and a lot of you old-timers know, back when you used to go to the Grove, they used to mud race them trucks in the back. They used to have a big mud race on the back. And this was like 79 and 80, you know what I'm saying? I was born in 74. You know, for those of y'all who don't know me by Big Pun, you know, I got my style with Mr. B and Knucklehead, you know what I'm saying, and Three Lugs, running around doing a lot of street racing and hanging with Mighty Mouse. But some of the cars that I remember, some of the cars that I remember as a baby, the first race car that I ever seen on a picture, and for those of you who know, this was a legendary car from Chicago, first car I ever seen on a picture, I grew up with a friend of mine, and his daddy had ownership in a car called Some Kind of Danger, and that was Shorty.
Oh, man.
This was way back in the 80s when we used to go to Union Grove with Drag and Shorty and Pete when they had the big boot, Some Kind of Dangerous, probably what back then was probably the fastest big boot in the country, you know.
It was.
Back then, that's when I first started going to the track, and I never knew that I was going to grow up and start hanging around guys. Mr. B actually gave me my start. Everything I know about drag racing right now, Mr. B and Knucklehead and Three Lug, Maurice, all them guys taught me what I know today. You know what I'm saying? We got Mighty Mouse on the line. A lot of people don't understand. We talking about I'm another generation of drag racing from the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
The first actual street race that I ever seen was on 59th in the Dan Ryan around 92. Skin was driving Shorty B car. He was running Vernon from the west side. Vernon had the Burgundy Malibu.
Yes, sir. Another notable.
Vernon jumped him and got up off the car and went down the hill, and Skin drove around him down there for about 5,500. This was like in 91, 92. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been around since the early 90s on the street, you know, and doing a lot of racing. And a lot of guys from the South don't understand, before it was social media and all this YouTube and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, the crew that I ran with, we was going down South. Punk Kid, been around. We was going down South running them boys in Mississippi and knocking their shit back a long time ago. But people down there, they ain't saying nothing about that when we took that IROC down there and knocked Bobby Cole off for 10,000 in Montgomery. People forgot about when the Southern Assassins came up here 10, 12 years ago and we pushed their wig back with a little time Mustang. See, people don't know about all that, and that's history. You know, so when people try to play Chicago short, I'm going to be the first one to stand up and let them know we're going to get out.
We're
going to get out, and we're going to get out. I'm sending shouts out to Mr. B, you know what I'm saying? He'll be
yes,
all cool. All my guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, Neff, they'll be home soon. All them guys, they taught me what I know. I just want to give it up. You know what I'm saying? I knew who Big Drag was when I was 9 years old, man. I hadn't even seen Big Drag, but I seen that boot, some kind of dangerous, man. That was the rough, one of the roughest cars that ever hit the street in Chicago.
Well, man, Big Fun, I appreciate that. Those are some Mr. B. That's my man, and Black Mike. That's my man. He had a boo also, notable boo.
Right.
It's quite a few of those guys. That's
good,
a good man. Honorable mention. Vernon, Vernon been racing a long time too. He West Side boy. So I appreciate that, man. I'm not going to mute you, man. I got to go through these lines, though. I got some people holding on for a long time.
Go ahead, Shane.
708-0483. Your mic is open.
How you doing, big brother Sam? This Major from the East Side, bro. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, brother. How you feel?
All right. I was just calling to share my experience. Well, the reason why I started messing with cars is because of your protege, Sherman. I mean, you know, he was like a mentor to me. He the reason why I even messed with a race car. I'd sit in my house, get his car fired up, and run around, and he let me sit there and in his garage and watch him all day. That's the reason why I started messing with cars, and I love him for it to this day.
Oh, for sure. That's my brother. I mean, and it started with him, with Mountain Dew. I mean, you can't say Sherman without saying Mountain Dew. You know,
man,
Mountain Dew,
that's for sure.
You know, Mountain Dew, man, that was my pops, and for sure, that Sherman is my brother. So, I mean, I appreciate that call. I know he on this line, but I haven't seen him yet, but he on here somewhere. He listening.
Okay. Well, he know how much I respect him and love him, you know what I'm saying? And because of him, that's the reason why I'm even messing with a cop.
Well, I appreciate that call, man. I appreciate you.
All right, I'm going to keep listening every week, and I'll talk to you next week, bro.
Okay, for sure, Major. Thanks, man.
All right.
I'm going to the next one, 708-6447. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up? This is Cal City Cal.
What's up, Cal?
Oh, nothing much. What's up, Raylo?
What's up, bro?
Nothing much, man. Hey, I'm inspired by busting them, the older brothers, and I'm inspired by the guys today, no matter how fast or how slow they go.
Oh, absolutely.
But the guys that I would like to mention that got me into drag racing would be let me first off say Raylo, you mentioned Rodney. Rodney was in my garage maybe a couple of years ago when I was front half of my car. A brother by the name of Leonard Parker. I don't know if you know him. He used to street race back in the day.
I know Leonard.
Yeah.
I know everybody.
Yeah, Leonard. Yeah, Leonard. I'm pretty tight with Leonard. And John Harris out of Gary, Indiana. He's been racing since the 70s. But the guys that inspired me is my family, my uncles, my dad. They used to street race. They was all from Harvey, Illinois, racing on Center Street. I can remember my uncle hearing stories of my uncle flipping the car on Center Street, rolling the car right there on Center Street. But and then my cousin, he had an Everson. He never really raced at the Grove. Back in the day, he always went to the he never raced at 30 back in the day, but he always raced at Union Grove. His name was Lee Gordon. He had a Dodge Demon, had Lee's toy on the side of it. But, yeah, those are the ones that pretty much inspired me today. The car I have today, that Dart, that belonged to my grandfather back in the day. And I just took it when he passed away, and I drove it on the street for a little while, and I decided to start racing it. And I started cutting it up
it's
here
nice
and there. And that's where it is today.
Nice.
Oh,
it's
well,
nice.
I appreciate that, Cal. Thanks
Cal,
for calling. Hey,
dad,
I appreciate that, your experience. I want to make just some honorable mentions that going through my mind right now. You got Didi. Well, these are, I mean, whether it be old or young, Didi, Terrio, the Trans Am Boys. Oh, wow. Pops, Lenny, Brett. You know, some of these names, I mean, everybody know who Skin is, you know, but I'm trying to name some names.
Hey,
I'm trying
hey,
to
big,
trying to
hey,
name some
Shab.
Names that that that
Wattbug.
Oh, Wattbug. Yeah, I got a whole list of names.
You can't forget about Twan and Tibbs and the
oh Tutu Twan. Junior
50.
Yeah.
I might let Major blow y'all wig back because y'all can't never
Sweet
even
Willie.
Though you might have been doing a certain way. J-Mo, you got it. Crazy J-Mo. The J-Mo
yeah.
around trying to
Oh, Jameson, yeah, with the Pontiac.
Yeah. Keith, Buick
yeah.
Keith, Keith Winfield, you know,
yeah.
rest in peace. It's a lot of honorable mentions.
Big,
Fat Kevin.
Big June.
Zeddy.
Lottie
June.
Oh,
Zeddy.
Wow.
Lottie
yeah.
Junior.
Hey,
Can I ask
Puerto
Rican Junior a question?
Go ahead. What
did
you say?
Hey, Junior, man, this big pun, man. I was a shorty, man. I used to remember y'all over there, you know, around Raybon. Y'all used to have them Malibus with no front bumpers on, and you'd be sitting in the car doing a burnout. Tell me you don't still be burning out with a cigarette in your mouth, man.
No, sir. That's the other Junior, sir. I don't smoke, sir.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I think he still got that. I think he still got that same habit.
Yeah.
He just don't smoke cigarettes.
Lee
no
used to drag race. Y'all remember Jesse Lee?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I'm going to run through this. Give me 1 second. Big Sham, give me
yes,
one
sir.
Second. All I'm going to do is read out these names real quick because I know I probably done forgot a bunch of them, but just I know it's going to bring back memories to people. As you say, you had Didi. You had Dwight, Cadillac Dwight. You had Willie Wade. You had Terry O. You had Junior Griffin. You had Jerry Rabbit. You had Rodney Hot Rod. You had Drag. You had OC Country. I don't know if a lot of yous remember Mickey Trash, the white
yep. Yeah, I remember
you
Trash.
You had the original Pac-Man, which was a 68 Yellow Boo on the west side that burned
yeah.
on Ogden and Costner. That was the original
yep.
Pac-Man. You had a Goldie. Used to run the Pontiac. He was out of the west side. You had Shaft. You had Old Man Gypsy. He was a white guy. They had a Nova called Casper. Okay.
Right.
You had Freddy's Toy that, I mean, a couple times he came out, they gave some action out on the street. You had Flacco that had Waterboy. You had Ray, I know older guys remember, had Cuda Can, had the Dodge. Everybody knows Shorty Vega, man, used to drive the auto races with the four-cylinder. He either had a Vega or a Chevette. He used to street race like
that. Yeah, he was at all street races.
He was at all the races. You had Bobby and Ruff that were from outside me. Bobby, rest in peace, the painter. You had Big June. You had Chatty. You had Nate.
Yep.
You had Old Animal and Fines and them that were out there from Harvey. Let me see who the hell else we got.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
your
man.
Right. Not the young Vernon, but y'all remember the older Vernon. Him and Roger.
And Elton. You had Elton.
Yeah, you had
Elton.
You had
Elton and
you had Old Man
Danilo?
Sam Goodson. I mean,
you had
that's right. You had Darnell. I mean, the list, if you were to sit down, man, I mean, it goes on and on. But and
you
these
take
were
three
like,
or four
I
days.
Mean, I mean, OC and them guys would engage at any given moment. You know, I talk about the West Side because I grew up chasing the West Side till at one point, you know, started venturing out, going out south. But, I mean, for us over here, it was a daily thing. I mean, it didn't matter. Like Preacher Boy said, we race on Thanksgiving, on Christmas. If it snowed and they plowed the streets and a car would hook, we was out there doing it, man.
That's right.
Yep. I mean, it. You'll never see them days, and I'm going to say this. You'll never see them the way they were. Okay, a lot of times, listen, man, at one point, early 80s, I run a dude for $175 and a Pioneer radio out of his car, man. But it was more just to get the race off than anything, you know?
Right.
Today, I understand these cars are a lot quicker than what we were. But back then, we didn't have the equipment or the safety equipment wasn't as high tech as it is now. So the danger zone, if anything, it was worse for us back then than what it is for guys now.
Right, it is. You know? It is.
I mean,
hey,
back then, if you wrecked, I mean, everybody knows, if you wrecked, you destroyed the car. Ain't no we going to put it back together, no. You either split the car in two. I mean, it was ugly back then.
Y'all
hey, Shannon.
Shannon.
Yeah.
I only got two more for the South Side, and I'm standing by. James Peterson, I Bet You Can't, and Russell with Landlord. I'm standing by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Landlord.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah, Russell with the Landlord. Russell and the Landlord.
Shannon, what you know about the Landlord, man?
Hey, bro, I keep telling you, I slept, ate, and drank this stuff. All of these guys was at my father's shop. All these people was at my father's shop.
Man, I remember. Hey, man, I remember I was a shorty. Willie Poole got his radio stole in front of the Landlord's shop. They stole his Panasonic radio, man.
That Landlord used to sit on the West Side. It used to sit on Grand forever.
What about Clockwork Orange? I ain't heard nobody say Clockwork Orange.
Clint
Smith. That's still a Clint Smith deal. Clint Smith. Like yellow
Clint.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Hey, Big Sham. I got a brief announcement. We're going to open up the lines after this. I got a brief announcement.
Okay. I'm hearing a lot of names, and I'm hearing a lot of good stories. I mean, and it's so much at one time, but I really want everybody to just think about how we can change racing now to even remotely. If we could just touch on some of that old school racing and bring it back, I mean, we'll be batting 1,000. And that's just something that I wanted to, you know, bring to everybody's attention, calling these guys, you know, reaching out to them, letting them know that we got stuff going, letting them know we got a radio show in Chicago that you can come on and voice your opinion on whatever the subject is of that, you know, of that week, and letting them know that you know we are still around, you know we still doing this thing, we trying to keep it going and make it happen. Everybody's on the line. I started the show with, announcing my races. I got a couple of races coming up this year. I had a good one last year in September, me and Bruce Leroy, and it was a great turnout, and I'm doing it again. June the 7th is the first race, and the name of the race is the South Side versus the West Side, so y'all know that's going to be real interesting. That's going to be really interesting.
Be ugly.
So,
there's not that many people on the West Side racing anymore.
Well, I mean, it's not just the South Side versus the West Side, but It is the South Side versus the West Side, but it's really Illinois against everybody, because I got people coming as far as New York. Long Island Joe said he bringing a few cars up here. I'm trying to engage with the people in Detroit. So it should be real interesting, but I just really wanted to give y'all something to think about with that. We got a lot of old school people
again?
On the line.
What's that date again?
June the 7th.
Okay.
Saturday, Saturday, June the 7th. Y'all can lock that 41, in y'all calendar.
Right. Hey, Sam.
Okay, let me go. I'm going to go to this next line.
I don't mean to cut you off, Sam.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before I forget, real brief, I want to let all the fellas know, say the date, March 1st, for the Rural of Wheels. I want all you brothers on the line to come out and celebrate my 50th birthday at the Rural of Wheels. I'm going to be debuting my flat slick, my Lil Raylo's flat slick 95 Camaro. The car's done. It's in the paint shop. I want all you brothers to celebrate with me for my birthday, my 50th birthday at the Rural of Wheels. I'm going to have my car there. And it's
March
gonna be
the 1st,
what I'm
y'all
talking
that?
About.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be something to see. And you better believe it, I'm building another car together. And 97% of the route, I did it myself.
Oh, that's what's
and
up, Ray.
You this car, and I'm sure hat's going to go off again. Man, I appreciate that.
Who is that?
Raylo.
Okay,
what's
414.
What's that date again, Raylo?
March the 1st.
March 1st on Saturday at the Rural of Wheels. Nobody is going to be seeing my car unless they come to Rural of Wheels. Beyond after that, that's when you'll see it. It's in the paint shop right now. Nobody won't see it until they come out and celebrate my 50th birthday with me at the Rural of Wheels. This is a special honor to my son, Lil Raylo, who was slain back in 2010. It's his car, really.
Yep.
He was going to drive this car. I was just going to build it and work on it.
There you go.
My son.
We're going to be there, Raylo.
That's what's
I appreciate
up.
You, what's
Dan.
Up. We'll talk about it a little more next week or whatever. Go ahead with your call.
Okay, 414-6614. The mic is open.
Hey, we got somebody who wants to mute their mic. They got some background noise.
Hello? What's going on, Big Sam?
What's going on? Who I'm talking to?
It's Stokes. Junior, what's up, man? Pern, what up?
What's up, Stokes?
Nothing much, man.
What's going on?
I'm getting my lesson. I'm all right.
I appreciate you calling.
Man.
That's right. I appreciate you calling,
man,
listening in on me.
I got. Hey,
for sure.
Well, I forgot somebody, man. I don't know if nobody said nothing about it. But, man,
well,
we can't forget about Uncle Keith, man.
Oh,
Uncle
no,
Keith.
I said him.
I
said him.
Okay.
Yeah, you got, you talking about Buick Keith?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said
yes,
Buick Keith. Mike,
okay.
Mike that be with them. I mean, it's a whole lot. I mean, ooh, man, I can
know Baby Jones out there with him.
Oh,
Yeah.
I mean, you got Black Steve. You got Big Steve.
Yeah, that's my man.
You remember
my brother name too now? Remember Mexican Steve with the mustache?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Mexican Steve.
And my brother used to have a Lamar.
Yeah, it's quite a few. I mean, I'm not trying to leave nobody out.
Ask one question. Another white boy, because you know white boys stick out in my head. Y'all had that boy South, didn't y'all?
Who? Y'all got Bear? Y'all remember Bear on the west side?
Y'all had that white boy Boris that was from the south side, wasn't he? Used to do a lot of
street racing. Yeah, I had Boris's old motor. Hey, Junior, that was Boris's old motor that I had.
And you know that red Camaro? That was the red Camaro used to be his.
right, the red Camaro that I lost to that y'all whooped me with.
You're right. Well, not me, the other Junior. The older Junior.
I told you
he
was going to whoop my ass that night.
Yeah, that was the other Junior.
You said I was on the line. If you're scared, talk to the line, man.
If you're scared, keep your money in your jeans, because I'm getting to the line.
That's right. I'm going to the line, man. Get out the way.
And this smooth. He said, hey, man, if you're scared, keep your money in your jeans, because I'm getting to the line. Now, you got a job to do over here with me. Do your job and keep your money in your jeans then.
I said, Ray,
let me go to this next one.
The shit sticking all out the hood.
Let me go
it
to the next call.
One. All it was one.
313-6101.
Michigan.
Your mic is live. 6101. 313-6101. Hello.
No, they
all right.
They laid the phone down.
Let's go to the next one. 773. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a request before you open up the next mic.
Okay.
I got a person on the line. They've been waiting to get their mic on, but I got a man on you on three way.
What's their number?
What's your number, Frog? Frog.
What's Frog's number?
Open up your next line, Sham.
It's a whole bunch of numbers. I need the last four digits of the number.
See if I.
Let me go to the next one, Smooth. Find his last four numbers.
Yeah, go on to your next mic.
Okay, 773-4325. You live. 773-4325. All right. 708-5800. Your mic is live.
What's up, Big Sam? This is Smitty from Set On Kill Racing, baby.
What's up, Smitty?
What's going on, big boy?
Everything's good,
that's
brother. How about you?
Ringing.
What's up, Ray Lowe? How's it going, baby?
What's up, Smitty? What's happening, man? Give me that boo you got, man. We need Big Red. Give me Big Red, man.
Hey, Ray Lowe, man, I remember when you and Lil Mike was going at it. You and my supporters, you, Fonzo, Lil Mike, and was going at it against, I think that was Ruckus against your big time car on in the Heights.
It started off in the city.
Yeah.
It started off in the city. With a back half car and a full chassis car.
Yeah.
And this motherfucking Raylo booked the race with one car. Little Mike and Fozzie pulled the whole Murph and came with a whole nother car. I looked at him, I said, man, we gonna get our ass whooped. He said, man, I told you if you're scared, Mace, keep your money in your jeans. I don't give a fuck what he pull up with. I'm running him.
That's right.
I'm running him.
Yeah.
We left off 71st in the damn line. And tried to go in the city. It wasn't happening. Didn't nobody knew nothing about Joel Road. I told him, let's go to the Heights. It's all concrete. Y'all can get it on. And them motherfuckers bagged full race cars off the trailer. No headlights, no taillights, no interior, nothing but aluminum. Lil Mike was driving for Far, and Raylo was driving for a goddamn self. I said, goddamn, here we go again. Hey, Big Smitty.
Hey, Smitty, I appreciate you calling me, baby.
Goodbye, baby. Well, I'm supporting you. I'm going on you.
Okay, baby. 631-0628.
What's going on, Sam?
What's going on?
Not much. How you doing? I just had my man Young Spang on the phone just a while ago, but he was back. I had to go back at work, but he might be still on there, 973.
Okay,
973
wait a minute.
Number.
This is Long Island Joe. Hold on, Long Island.
Yeah. All right.
What's the number?
973.
Is that the area code?
Yep.
973.
What?
Okay.
What's the last four digits?
Four digits is 6685.
Junior, can you look for that number for me?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
Okay. How you doing, Long Island?
Hey. Not bad, not bad. He heard a couple of people talking about these small blocks running.
He's telling me
that he want to do a little something with some small blocks. A stock suspension Mustang, true stock suspension, straight head motor, no nitrous, and he run the quarter.
And he don't
okay,
mind playing
well,
around.
I mean,
he like, he
we,
definitely like to do something.
Oh, well, we definitely.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah, go ahead, Junior.
The number's not on. He's not on.
Okay.
Long
Island, you know, we're doing a History Channel today, but I'm quite sure everybody's listening in on you. And just so everybody know, this is Long Island Joe from out of New York. And they came up to my race last year and had a ball, got a couple good races in, and they looking for action when they come back up here. So I'm trying to accommodate them.
You only working for FedEx either.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Hey, somebody talking in the background. You need to mute your mic.
Exactly.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Dick Will, man. Sleepy done broke his one button trying to get on, man. Can you get him on?
What sleepy number?
Area code 205-5133.
Okay. 205-5133. Your mic is open.
Big Sham, what's up, baby?
What's up, Sleepy?
Man, I thought I'm about to change phones, man. I done broke the one button on this one. I ain't got my phone to
sleep. Hey, look. Hey, Sleepy, I got a whole list of lines here. I'm trying to get everybody on. I have to apologize. I'm going down the line, brother.
Okay, because Dick Will told me about the show, man, and I wanted to get on, man. Jamie, I think it was, brought up my boy Landlord, man. That was my mentor, man.
Yep.
That was like a Mountain Dew. That's how I met Mountain Dew. Matter of fact, through Russell, you know, with the Landlord. Matter of fact, I named that car. Raylo should remember my
yep,
me and Raylo were way back.
Chris,
you were
all. I know, man. Me and you
Chris,
how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to say, Sham, y'all have a good show, Big Sham. I'm going to be calling in as a regular listener now, man. Like I said, I appreciate Big Will letting me on, man. But that's who got me in the game, man, Russell, man. That was
hey,
my mentor.
Your name
is
Sleepy. How's the weather
your
down there?
Your name
is
Sleepy. Your old 230 name is Dead Eye.
That's right. That got to be Chris.
That's right, Dead Eye. Your name ain't Sleepy. Your name is Dead Eye.
You
at 30.
Hey, Chris, you remember we used to play in Arkansas when we were younger, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why I remember that. I was always wondering, why the hell this thing got three pedals in it and it's automatic?
Turbo,
I'll never forget that, man. That used to always baffle me, man. Why the fuck this thing got three pedals in it?
Hey, Chris, I'm hearing you, man.
Preacher boy, it'll take up too much time, man. I don't want to get into that right now. I just wanted to say hi to all the fellas, man, and, let y'all know I'm down in the South thinking about y'all while it's nice and warm, man. And I will be up that way, champ to that race with my truck. So hopefully,
okay,
man, when I get up that way, I'll be able to get some action, man.
Well, June 7th, I'll be looking for you, Sleepy.
Hey, man, I'm going to put it on the calendar. So you don't worry about it, bro. I promise you, I'm going to get there.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling me, man.
All right, good listening to all the old-timers, man. Chris and all you guys, man. I ain't forget y'all, but I've been keeping y'all in my heart, man. Y'all be safe, man, until we meet again, bro.
All right, Brother Sleepy.
All right.
Take care, Sleepy.
773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, guys? What's happening?
What's up,
D?
Who we talking to?
What's up, D?
That's Low Rider. That's Low Rider.
Low Rider, you got me on speakerphone because
you got
an echo.
I'm trying to get it off the speaker, man.
You got to take it off the speaker because you're going to have an echo. You still there? No, it's still there.
Yeah, he's a part of history. You're a history racer there.
Actually, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you got an echo in the phone.
Man, why have you got echo in it? It's off the speaker now.
You got an echo in my phone?
Hold on, let me see if that's you. Hello? Yeah, that's your phone. Junior, what is he? How is he doing that?
That's my caller.
No, I just muted his phone.
Hey, Sham, if he's got the computer, if he's listening to the show off of the computer, he's getting feedback. That's what it is.
Okay, well, tell.
I'm not on.
Can you shut the computer off? Or
somebody
listen on the line.
Somebody's listening to it on the computer, and that's where you get the feedback from.
Right. I just muted him. It was him.
Okay.
773-3490. I'm gonna open it back up.
Unmuted.
All right. Can you
hear me? Back. You listening on the computer too?
No, I'm listening on the phone.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why. When I mute you, I mute the phone. Hold on one second. Hello? Yeah. See, it's, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. His has the feedback. It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. I'm gonna come back to you. Give me one second. I'm gonna come right back to you. 773-8885.
Oh, that's me. Hey,
that's
Tim.
Who?
Click.
Who was that?
That is Frog.
Frog.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
I can hear you.
Take your other phone off.
Take your other one off.
I'm gonna take my other phone off the speaker.
Okay.
All right. Now, can you hear me now?
It's some
hang up
on back
phone.
Though.
I'm gonna turn this other phone off. I'll turn the other phone off. All right. Can you hear me? You still getting feedback?
No, I'm good.
Nope.
All right.
Come on with it, Ribbit.
Oh. So you know what?
Lower your volume a little bit.
You still getting feedback?
Oh, did you hear him?
Yeah, I hear y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sir.
I just wanted to say, man, I'm glad that y'all having this conversation, like, and it was smooth going out in the garage, butt naked. I know somebody gonna be in that seat because he ain't gonna put his naked ass on the seat by himself. So I know that ain't gonna happen. I'm listening to all you cats on this phone tonight, man. And I see now, I done heard a lot of voices on this phone, man. Some cats, they say they're only 40-some years old, so they say squiggle and stuff like that. And I'm getting ready to say something right now, and I hope it don't hurt nobody's feelings, man. You know, Shorty was the first black cat to come to US 30 with a Lenko car, okay? Nathan Hamilton never had a Lenko in his car. The Lenko that Clint Smith had came out of Yellow Fever. Yellow Fever was actually a national touring car. That was Bernie Ag's Corvette that won the most nationals in 1977, okay?
Thank you.
And nobody even knows this, that Smooth's father really was the CEO of Clint's whole operation. That car didn't move without Smooth's father going to the track. So I know I'm a little bit older than some of my friends and my counterparts, you know, but I went to Oswego in 1964, okay? So I don't know. I know Punk Kid is on this line somewhere if you still got him, or if he's still in the queue.
Who is it called?
O'Harry. Yeah, if Punk Kid is still on this line, he knows exactly what I'm talking about, you know.
Okay, I don't mean to cut you off, Frog. I got an honorable mention on my phone. Somebody texted me. The honorable mention is Cap Rip Quick and Shine. Y'all know who that is?
Okay.
Yeah, I know Shine.
Oh, yeah.
And Shine. And Quick Car. We're quick.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, don't forget about Diary while y'all talking about all them guys.
Man, you can't never. Diary. Not in the city of Chicago.
No.
Don't forget about Diary.
Hey, don't forget about
Diary. That's old Juggler.
The old Juggler.
Hey, can y'all tell me, this is a history question. Can y'all tell me what new school racer be the old school racer in the 90s? In the 2000s. And y'all tell me what new school racer be the old school racer in the mid-2000s. Can y'all name that racer?
Who is asking this question?
It's Big Pun.
Big Pun. Goddamn, it had to be you.
I can't answer that.
Mr. B with CW on 130th. I say, who is who was the new school racer that was the old school racer in the middle 2000s.
Mr. B, the old school racer himself. Goddamn right.
Yeah, you really is.
Well, yeah, he's been around
he caught him right when he was going senile.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Pern,
what kind of
shoes CW had on? He had some roach killers on. I told Brian he could have whipped that nigga ass.
What you tell Brian?
Hey, I looked at CW. CW was talking slick to Brian. I looked down at CW's feet. He had on some corner limb boots with the zip on the side. I told Brian he better whip this nigga ass right now.
Oh,
Dog. I appreciate you, man. Let me open up these lines.
All right.
Where we at? 708. 1000. You on the light?
Yeah. All right. How you doing?
I'm good. Who we talking to?
I used to race on old Doty when it was on the side of the highway in the middle 80s with a motorcycle, but I'm just calling in to support one of the legends in Chicago, Raylo.
Oh, I appreciate it. What's your name?
CJ.
CJ.
It's CJ, what's happening, bro?
Is that the Sea Biscuit?
That's motorcycle.
Doty, you got him. You got him.
The Sea Biscuit?
Me and this dude like brothers. Hey, Big Sham, me and this dude like brothers, man. He trying to put me on a bike, man, because I don't weigh but 140 pounds. So I'm not riding no bike, man. My heart is gone.
hey, CJ, you can't kill my driver, man. Ray.
I ain't gonna kill him.
CJ, I appreciate you calling, man.
No, I got somebody with me right here. It's the baddest bracket racer in Chicago, too, a legend, Kyle Riley.
What?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
that's a bad man right there.
Yeah. Kyle better not be around no phone and around you.
And better not be in the
truck. He better be trying to get in the truck.
Hey, I beat Raylo ass as a bracket racer.
And I beat your ass for beating Raylo ass, and I beat your ass and made it to magazine. Nah.
Hey, Raylo. Raylo. Hey, Raylo, I remember when you had him. He was young. You had him hustling with, what was that, Suburban? You was hustling people with him driving.
Shit.
I was like, hey. At the track. They was like, come on with it. I was like, boy, you better leave that young boy alone, boy. Shit. Yes, sir.
Oh, breaking news. I got a text. Hold on, everybody. I got a text. Somebody told me to ask about Clarence Montgomery with Bumpy Machine.
How is Kyle?
That's another one.
That's a black dog.
6-9, Charger.
House car.
Now I'm gonna tell you, y'all know who the baddest man with the Dodgers was, right?
Who was that?
Jerry George Rabbit.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes,
with
Aaron Rabbit.
That's
yes,
right.
Got busting out. Y'all know what you're missing busting out.
When you mentioned Clarence Montgomery, you mentioned his brother, O.D. There were some bad boys back
then,
too.
That's what was the name of the shop, Clarence and Odessa, C&O.
That's right. Yep.
Hey, Raylo.
Yeah.
Hey, man, don't forget about old Charleston Blue with the Kango, man.
Oh, man.
With this nice frog face, that beard was shining, Jack.
Yeah, that beard was shining, man. Turn that Kango
man,
to the back
apple,
and get out.
Apple caps turned to the back with a shining beard groomed up.
Yes, sir.
Let me open up the rest of these lines. I got 773-2160. Your mic is open. 2160.
Big Shannon, what up?
What up, brother? Who is this?
Fat Kevin, nigga, what up?
Fat Kevin, what's the deal?
Yes, sir. Man, I don't know.
It's about time you got on the line, man. You're supposed to be on the line. You're the legend, and I'm here to tell you you're the legend.
Hey, this ain't the suicide line. This ain't the suicide line now.
Yeah.
You sound kind of down, Kevin. You sound kind of down. You
yeah.
all right?
No, don't let that voice fool you. Don't let that voice
hey,
well,
this is really one of the people that I hated. I really wanted to race so bad when I was back in like 91, 92. I wanted to race Fat Kevin so bad. Oh my God! But he had quite a few cars that he was driving back then. But I'm trying to bring him out of retirement. You know he didn't got soft on me. I had to put you on blast. I told you I was gonna put you on blast today, Kevin. But for my money,
Fat Kevin was one of them guys back then. He was one of them premier guys as far as driving a car, and it was real exciting for me to watch him drive back then. So he's still around, and I'm really trying to bring him back to the forefront. And I really appreciate you calling, Kevin.
No problem, Big Daddy. No problem.
Hey, when you come back, man, good as you can drive, don't be scared to race whenever you come back. You drive too good to be scared to race.
Okay.
You know who you're talking to.
Sounds good, brother. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. You're too good of a driver to be scared to race, man.
Hey, what up, Big Kevin?
What's happening?
I'm going down these lines. Hold on. Just hold on, Kevin. 312-0625.
How much is the bus cost?
Your mic is open.
Well,
what's up? Who we talking to?
It's Rollo.
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 What's the deal?
Man, what's going on, fellas?
Rollo and Larry.
What's y'all
going,
Rollo?
Out there? Everything good, man. See, them Hick boys got me into racing back in the 80s, man. And I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, well, that's what's up, brother.
Big
that's
fun.
True. Well, I appreciate you calling, man.
Dan, you got a nice show here, man. Appreciate you ringing all. This is like a family reunion, brother.
Oh, exactly, man. That's what I want to continue to do, even at my races. Last year... They actually called it like a family reunion, man. So that's my intent. Some of the older guys, like Brother Larry, and they were talking earlier about just the fellowship and the camaraderie. And you know what? We still do have it. I do believe that in my heart that we do have it, but it has evolved just a little bit. You know, we talk a lot of mess and everything, but I still believe that everybody it's still just one big family. We racing each other. That's it. So hopefully we can get back to some of this good racing that used to happen and just enhance what we already got going. But Rollo, I appreciate you calling, man. I'm gonna go through these lines. Just mute your phone.
All right.
All people gotta do is race and meet as soon as at home.
708 1823. Your mic is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Big Shiny, what's going on? This is Lil Al.
What's up, Lil Al?
What's happening?
Man, slow motion, brother. How you feel?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I'm just calling in, checking in, giving support on the show.
Oh, that's what's up. Let everybody know, you know, who you are, Lil Al.
I'm Lil Al representing the Southside Trans Am boys.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
you know, they've
up.
Been drag racing. They've been drag racing for a little bit, over 30 years, and just calling in for, you know, support of Raylo. They talked about him a lot. And, you know, along with that, you know, like I said, my pops and them, they've been out here before I was born. So, you know, I feel that, you know, they some legends also because of the fact that, you know, they've been out there. They done raced a lot of people, Shaky, Rap from the West Side, Turn Me Loose. I done heard a lot of big names, or I wouldn't say if they big names or not, but I done heard a lot of stories of the people who they done raced in the past, All Kai, a couple cats from the West Side. So, like I said, you know, they got over 30 years invested. So, for some people, you know, we hate about a lot, respected by a lot, and you know, we're gonna try to keep it that way. You know how we get down sometimes when things sour. When we show up, a lot of things change, and we're gonna keep it that way.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, Lil Al. I mean, I appreciate you calling, man. You know, them Trans Am, those are really my arch rivals, but those, you know what, those are some good guys, man. They some real good guys. Bernard and Fred and Gerald. They've been racing a long time, and they're a good group of guys. But
you know,
that's all good to say, but get y'all ass down.
Oh,
hey, we ready
minute,
to
Jeff.
Do that anytime.
Give me like around 30 minutes. Another 20 minutes. And I'm going to turn y'all loose.
Hey, you know, Ground of Pound on top, goddammit. Get y'all ass down, fam.
Man, we ain't worried about Ground of Pound. Well, you already know we come all muscle, no steroids. Let's get out.
Okay, well, y'all hold fast. Hey. Hold on, Al. Jeffrey, don't you start nothing. Let me go through these lines. Rello, keep them in order.
Go ahead.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon, Rello.
Yeah.
Hey, Rello. Yeah, you was mentioning old boy, CW and all them, Yellow Fever and Clint. You forgot about your boy Beaver.
Who, Beaver? Oh, yeah, man. That was my man. May he rest in peace. That was my man. That man thought I was Bob Litton, man.
Hey, Ray Lowe. I was thinking about Beaver. I was thinking about Frank and Sid. Sid had passed too, but Frank, that's Herb Daddy. That's who I come up under them too.
Yeah, them was his boys. Yeah, them was his guys. Yeah, Sid. Yeah,
that was
Sid's guy. That's, yeah.
Okay,
hey,
I got two more lines. Hold on, I got two more lines, y'all. 708-8804. Your mic is open.
Yo, Raylo. Right.
Who are you talking to?
It's Big Mike, man. Michael Jackson.
What's up, Big Mike?
Mike, what's happening?
What's going on?
Mike,
what's going on, man?
What's happening, buddy?
Everything's real good. How you been?
Hey, how that number running over there, man? How that pretty number running over there?
Oh, man, it's ready to go. It's ready to go. You know, I still got the rally tack from back in them 70s that I was running back then, you know. But I'm just here to support you guys. You got a real nice program going on right now. And, hey, I hope you be able to keep it going. You know, it's just like what the other guy was saying. It's something like a family reunion here. But glad to hear all these guys speaking up and contributing on this conversation. So.
I won't be hosting, but I'll be listening in next week. I'm still going to call him. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go ahead with your program, and I'm just letting you know I'm supporting you, man. So keep on doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it.
Doing a good
job. Thank you for calling.
Is that the final?
All right, Ray. Talk to you later.
Okay. 773-9637. That's my brother.
What's up, guys? What's going on, Raylo, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
Hi, sir.
What's going
all
on?
Good.
I remember the first time that my pop Mountain Dew took me to the track. I think we went to the Grove. I think he was at the Grove. And you had a 69 yellow Camaro. Was that right?
Yeah, that was the black coat.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Suede top, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the new car I'm doing now, it may not be as fast as that yellow car, but it's going to be as slick as that one. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
I know you're going to have it right, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be right. The bracket car. It ain't going to be as slick, but it's going to be a good car. Go ahead.
Is it gonna have that black suede, man?
No, we're going to do away with the black suede. That was Monk idea. That wasn't my idea. My brother Monk wanted to put the top on the car. I'm going to tell you this, though.
It looked real slick. It felt real good when you rub your hand across it. Now I see it. Yeah.
Oh,
Junior, can you open up? Junior.
Yeah.
Can you open up 773?
9385.
773-9385.
Your mic is open.
9385. Yeah, go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah, who we talking to?
No, let's move again.
Oh,
go
that.
Ahead.
Oh, you dropped. Okay. Is that you?
You back in.
Okay.
Hey,
and the last one.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, when you gonna turn us loose?
I'm about to turn you loose in a minute. Let me do this, boy. Hold on one second.
I told y'all, he got y'all like dogs in the corner scratching. He going to let y'all go in a minute, man.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me hold on. I just want to open up all the mics that the people that wanted to say something. Hold on 1 second. Wait 1 second. Okay.
It's too much noise. We're going to be worried about turning the loops, though.
773-4325. Your mic is open. 4325. 773-4325.
Raylo.
Yeah.
Robin.
What's happening, Rob?
Oh, okay. You finally get to me, huh?
Who is this?
I'm not running the board. I'm just hosting, Rob.
I heard you hosting. That's why I called. Wish you a happy holiday, of course, to you and yours.
Yeah, same to you, but I want you
and
to
you know what? I go back a little farther than every guy you just talked to. I go back with your daddy.
I go back with
Coke Machine, Robert Cyclone, Clyde Hopper.
Yeah, you called. Now, you were waiting to have all our stuff now.
Right. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, but who is this?
Raylo.
The baddest black driver in Chicago. I don't care what nobody say from what I was told.
Raylo
was the baddest driver.
Clyde Hopper was supposed to be the baddest.
Raylo. Yeah, he was supposed to be the baddest driver. Go ahead.
Who can you introduce this person, who it is?
His name is Robin.
Robin.
My son is Lil Rob.
His son is Lil Rob. Got a black LS1 Camaro, that deep little body at one of those races.
I know exactly who. Yeah, I know your son. How you doing? How you doing, Rob? I appreciate you calling in,
man. I just called because this is my guy on the line, man. This is my guy, old Raylo. We might have different history, but I love him the same.
Oh, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, Big Will, I've been trying to call you. What's happening, man?
Big Will, now you go back damn near to my history. They didn't even mention
that's
nothing about saying. Old Smokey with the black Chevelle
and the
Coke Machine. I know. Then we going too far back.
I did hear Clarence.
Old house collar.
No,
I heard you was doing this, man. Is this the number that how often do they do this on this line?
This is Big Sham. This is my show, Robin.
How you doing, man? Happy holiday.
It's every Thursday.
Every Thursday
at 7 o'clock.
Okay. And happy holidays to you, man, to you and yours.
Same to you, brother. I appreciate you calling.
Oh, absolutely. Now I'll be listening in.
Okay, well, if you want
to
say something, anytime you want to say something, just chime in and press the one button.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to get on out of here and let Raylo finish his great show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
773-3969.
That's how I get out?
No, just mute your phone.
Okay.
3969.
Yeah, this Big Perm. I just wanted to get back in. I fell off.
Oh, okay. Okay, Perm. Just mute your phone. 313-313-5817.
What up, though?
What up? Who this?
X,
man. What's up, X?
What's up, baby? How y'all doing over there?
Oh, man. Everything's peaceful over here, brother. Appreciate you calling in.
Man.
Oh, same to you. We're going to be looking for you guys to come on up here and show us what y'all got on June the 7th.
We're coming up there to dance. We're coming to dance with y'all. Y'all know that.
Oh, well, that's what I want to hear, brother.
You know, we got a lot of stuff down here that we got to settle amongst ourselves before we can go to somebody else's backyard as a team and get down on them. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Well, y'all not that far from us. We just arch rivals. That ain't that long of a haul for you to come.
Right. But we don't want to come before we done handling our business down here. It's a lot of unfinished business got to be, you know, addressed soon as this weather breaks.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling. I'm about to turn these lines loose. I see one
right.
more person. Let me open this line up. Thanks, X, for calling, though.
Oh, yeah, anytime, man.
For sure. Just mute your phone. 773-3490. Your mic is live. Who we talk to?
Your mic is live. Who we talk to?
You got me back.
Man, I don't know what. You,
something is going on with
your line.
Man,
it's just another speaker. Hey, man, I'm going to get off this line because Ed Corn, but one name I did not hear, you may have called it earlier, but I didn't hear. That was a guy west by the name of James Smith, man. He was real good with those Dodgers. I didn't hear his name being called.
What was his name?
The baddest,
what was his
name? James Smith. And
James
as far as the baddest black driver, hey, Raylo, I don't think none of them drove no better than Trice did, man. Trice was tremendous with that thing called driving. I was put in drag racing by Chevrolets. I never raced a Chevy, but I fell in love with him watching those of them run back in the days, man. And it's good to see this type of show come on.
Okay,
who are we talking to?
This is D.
Low Rider.
Yeah.
Lowrider. I appreciate you, Low Rider, for giving me a call.
Low Rider for giving me a call.
Hey, man, I'm going to be listening to you every Thursday. I'll be in on you. I can support the mother gal. I got to support my own.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that,
Ray
man.
Low.
I appreciate that, man.
Ray Low, I'll see you at the World of Wheels, man.
Oh, he dropped.
No,
wait, Ray Low dropped. I'm sorry, he dropped.
Anyone called Bud named Bud? You know, there's a guy west by the name of Bud, man. We call him Convertible Top. He did a whole lot of drag racing on these streets. Laid a lot of guys down.
Okay.
I never heard his name being called. I know we couldn't call him all, but there was just a few that I thought of. You know, James
was tremendous.
What about Crip? Anthony, Drag's cousin, you know. Anthony, I think that's a very put drag in racing.
You had T also. Little T.
Yeah. Hey, what about Starchild? You know, Westside.
Yeah, they mentioned Starchild earlier.
We used to watch Westside try to race and fight his wife off at the same time.
Adolf.
Scooter Bug, you know, that's who put them in racing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep.
Donnell, the one that died at the Gamera
Canal. Yeah. Oh, Snake.
Hey, D, this Big Pond, you remember when Bud wrecked that boot?
Yeah, I was there.
You remember when Bud wrecked that boot, cut it in half?
I was there.
Yeah.
Remember when Eric ran up inside the wall on Damon?
Yes, sir.
Ran his nose inside the wall?
Yeah.
Drag racing was fun then, yeah, man.
Hold on, y'all. Junior, if you can look back for Raylo,
3080.
Back in the
low
rider,
man. I appreciate you.
You
know
what?
I'm about to turn these lines loose.
Let me. You're gonna have to call them and bring them in.
Okay, low rider. What about Lonnie Jr.?
Man, I didn't hear his name either.
Troublemaker.
Yep, I hear his name.
Troublemaker.
That was
him,
Lonnie Blue. Yep.
Lonnie Blue,
yeah. Them guys are
a lot of boys. Hey, when we go back in the history of drag racing, you know, we talk about Big Joe and good drivers. Y'all can't forget about when he used to import Lindale up here from Mississippi to drive.
Yep.
Let me see if I can do. You know, excuse me, y'all. Junior, you know how to call? Can you call?
Yeah, I'll get them in for you.
You know the number?
Let me see if I find it here.
Hold on, Shannon. I'm gonna call.
Yeah. You got him?
Hey, Big Pop.
Hello.
What was that fella name on 67th? Marquette Road right by the expressway. Nihilator.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah. Nihilator's still around?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I know I saw, I was surprised to see Shake Robin run. I saw Shake Robin run. I was really surprised.
Yeah, Lopez driving that now.
Oh, okay.
Mike Lopez.
He was a bad man back at 30.
Yes, sir.
He had that,
yes,
what was
sir.
That dirty white boy?
Yes, sir. He was tough.
Write a number on the wind on the windshield and man, lay it down, man. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Sleepy, is that you?
What was that dude named Bucket?
Ain't nothing going on, man. You know when they get to talk about you, you know I'll go back there with you, baby.
Y'all can't forget about the legend out of Gary and the John Sanders and the Clay Man.
Oh, yeah. And Bucknell, remember Bucknell with the Malibu called Layla? He had a Malibu, a green Malibu called Layla.
Roy got that car to Michigan City now. That car for
Move.
What about Herman Jackson?
Girl.
Yeah.
Did you call him?
Hold on.
I was trying to
just
get him in.
Just retard ain't answering. Hold on.
But, I appreciate y'all calling. I can't get it all in one day. I'm definitely going to do this again. If you can reach out to some of these older guys and even, like, some of the newer guys, they can, partake in this conversation, too, because it's about all of us just coming together on this line. I usually do the last, 30 minutes of, anybody that think that they want to lock in with somebody, because ultimately that's the whole purpose of it. If you're trying to lock in with somebody, if you're trying to engage with somebody, this is your time to do it.
Get this.
All the lines are open.
Don't nobody move now.
Yeah, if ground and pound on the line.
Hey,
where's Lil Johnny? I got a text from the west side. Somebody got a G body with a little block in it. Said he gonna stop a mud hole in Lil Johnny if he show up.
Who am I talking to, sir?
This big pun. I just got a text message from somebody with a Grand Prix. So they looking for Lil Johnny.
Fuck Daryl. I'm going to fuck Daryl up.
I'm going to call him and get him on the line.
Is Jamie on the line?
Is he talking about Slipman? Is he talking about Slipman?
Hey, Jamie.
Hold on. I'm here, but ain't no need of me talking about my car. It ain't ready. So I'm standing.
Hold on,
back.
Jamie. You be talking slick all the time. I want to walk your ass in. Head up. Whole tree, quarter mile with your full chassis Vega. Get your ass down.
Again. Uh-oh. It's not ready.
Ooh,
there's
please.
No need to talk.
Well, then quit. Hey, leave my name and Shiny name out of your conversation until you're ready to go. Okay.
Is that Shiny?
No.
Yes, it is.
He ain't going to do nothing.
Tell him to get his ass.
I
bet you won't lock in.
You ain't going to do
nothing. I bet you won't lock in.
Hey, Shannon.
If it was ready, I would.
Yeah, move.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc.
Your ass in.
Hey, Doc.
This Jura.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Hold on, y'all. Go ahead.
This little Al.
I got a question.
Hold on, Al.
Is spot still relevant in grudge racing or street racing?
It was kind of that.
Is what? Are spot still relevant in grudge racing or street racing?
Well, that was last week's show, and evidently everybody's scared to get somebody something. That was last week's show, and it was a hot one. That was my question last week. Is giving a spot still relevant in racing? Or is everybody scared of
that? Yeah, it's still relevant.
Go ahead, Smooth.
Shannon.
I'm going to take a show spot. I'm going to take a show spot from Sherman Cutlass with the little old I-Rock.
I couldn't have been in that courtroom.
What little old I-Rock? You know the little old I-Rock, man. Now knock it off.
Oh, we ain't giving him nothing. He already said he's gonna raise his head up.
Hey, Smooth, he got faction. Lock him in too. He got head of faction. Lock him in.
You talking about Slim's car, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Huh?
Ain't that deep? I just asked a question. I'm trying to move forward.
What did you tell me?
Well,
I said
he already told me he want to race us. We gonna race him head up.
Yeah.
So I bet you it don't happen. But go ahead. Okay.
Lock in.
Did you lock in for it?
No, we didn't lock in for it because I told him that we was testing the car. The car was not ready, so therefore I wasn't gonna race. I made that evident earlier. But we gonna race Slim head up.
Right.
Yeah,
and I would just
he got action head up.
We're
not giving
forward.
Him nothing.
I'm just talking about moving forward to the first part of the year.
Okay.
But you said
okay.
You won't give the car nothing. So
I'm going down the line.
That point. We're gonna leave that alone.
I'm going down the line. Paul Wall on the line.
Paul Wall is not on the line, but go ahead.
Okay, is Todd on the line?
Todd is not on the line. You can get him too.
Oh. Okay, well I'm going back in the corner then.
Oh, okay. You don't want to talk to nobody unless it's him.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah, go ahead, Al.
That's all I got to say. Where's on Sherman at?
Sherman on the line.
What you want? What your slow
Sherman.
Ass want? Yeah.
So all you want. You a fag. You race once a year.
Hey,
lock
you
in 500. Y'all got two options. You got two options. You lock in 500 now on the phone. Buford got two in the break, and I'll spray at him, or y'all sit down head up with my car. That's the only two ways we're going to do it.
None about that.
We want to sit down head up with your car.
Yeah. More you
Buford head up.
Yeah, we're going to race you head up.
He got two in the break, and I'll spray at him for a motor
to
motor.
We ain't turning it off no more ever in life.
I'm going to run you head up.
When did y'all ever turn it on?
Lock your ass in. Lock
your ass in.
You want to spray with my car?
Yeah.
Yeah, lock your ass in.
And I feel I ain't never locking nobody in, but you know what? You got action.
Lock your ass in. 500 on 2,000. Lock in.
Well, Bruce, car? Yeah.
No. 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 That red car.
Right.
The red car. I'm talking about Bruce's car.
No, you said you were going to race us head up with the red car or give Buford two in a break.
I didn't say that with my car.
Oh, what car did you say?
I said, well, my Trans Am with Buford car.
I ain't never seen your car. I don't even know nothing about your car.
We not
my blue Trans Am, you seen the car already.
We talking about that red color. That's what we talking about. Lock your ass in.
Man, you got a damn big block in your car. We don't have a big block. So what are we going to lock
okay,
in and sit
well,
down with you going
no
for?
Need for this
it don't
discussion
even make any
to
sense.
Go on if that's not what you're talking about.
Hold on. Hold on.
Well,
it was two races presented, man.
Two races presented. What was that?
It was two races presented, man. I think.
I say either Buford head up, motor to motor, or y'all got two in the break.
Two in the break with what?
The car.
Smooth. Is that Smooth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what did you say, sir?
Who, me?
No, Smooth.
I said, it seemed like he presented two races, and you agreed to one.
I did.
Of the two that was presented.
I
now,
did.
It seems like it's maybe a slight communication issue. But whatever it was, you agreed to it. But going to straighten out what you was trying to say, Lil Al, because the man did seem like he accommodated you.
No, Lil Al wasn't talking about the red car. That was the problem. He was talking about Buford car, the photo we got. Oh, wait a minute.
Man, y'all talk about Buford car all day long. Bring it out and get some cobwebs off of it, and let's get down.
Get your ass on motor, then.
Excuse me. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Julius.
Head up, motor, motor.
Julius, is it any way? Wait a minute. Who is that on the line? Hey, Jamie.
Jamie. Hold on. I call him.
Hold on,
I
Jeff. Hold on, Jeff. Jamie. Is Jamie on the line?
Let me take a look.
He's on the line. I'm looking at his number. I'm trying to get Todd on the line.
He's
trying to get
still,
on the line, but he can't call in because it's too late.
I'm on.
Still on. Jamie's still on.
I'm Jamie, on. Can you get Todd on the line?
Okay, stand by.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was saying that shit. I'm going to call goddamn Cat, goddamn shit.
Who?
Buford.
Oh. I can talk for Buford. You can call him, but I can speak for Buford.
Hey, check this out. Any one of them Trans Am fags got head up action with Buford calling motor. Any one of them.
Man, I'm telling you that right now.
Okay, well, what are you saying?
What's the problem then? Well, what you talking
head
about?
Head up action. Y'all got two options.
Todd is on the mic. What's the options? Hold on 1 second. What's the options, Al? He just told you any car the Trans Am boys got head up action on the motor with Buford car. That's what he said.
But lock in then.
Okay, lock in. I'm ready. What, you want to come to the shop? Come to the shop. You know where my barbershop is, right?
Man, we got a lot of people online. You know I ain't going nowhere. I got the bread.
Okay, next caller. Who is Todd on the line?
Todd is on the mic.
Go ahead, Todd.
What's your name?
Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Sherman, you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Todd, you on the line?
What you want to do? Yeah.
Hey, Todd.
What you want to do, Sherman?
Hey, you've been talking slick. I'm going to give you two options. You got a kind of brake. I'm going to spray at you. You can run it on motor, or you can put your spray on. I'm going to run your head up, spray to spray. Lock that in.
I'm running on motor. You got the same thing I got. Lock your ass in motor to motor.
I got the, you got
to run it on the motor. That's not an option.
Oh, wow. Now all of a sudden you ain't running on the motor.
Hey, let me tell
you
something, Todd.
Hold on.
Don't
get on these shows front,
hey,
man.
Hey, wait a minute.
I've been trying
don't
to lock
you
in
get on that front. Let me tell you
months.
Something.
Don't
all
get on
last
these shows
year,
front, man.
You had spray on that Regal that you had, and we was running on the motor.
I took it off.
And it was the same, and you got the same car with a big block in it, and you wouldn't give us nothing on the motor. Nah, we got it on, and you won't race us head up. Get your ass down.
I don't have no spray. How can
okay, well, you get you some like you told us last year.
Okay, what? Wait, no problem, man. We ain't got to do nothing. Do anybody
that's, okay,
else
okay,
got,
that's the end of that conversation
a G-body on the motor to want to do something?
Hey, get Paul Wall on the line, too. Get his ass on the line. Lock his ass
man,
in.
Ain't kind of nobody
got
on
want?
No line, man.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, well, I got
yeah,
a small
go ahead,
block
girl.
On motor. What you want to give?
I will say this.
You say what?
Y'all, it ain't like if y'all lock in, you going to lock in
hey,
for this
I
weekend.
I got a small block on motor.
Okay. Do you have a G-body on motor? I don't give a what you got in.
If
you think you got him in a chokehold, don't let him loose.
You talking to Todd with a Regal. Who is this?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Todd,
what
is Mayden
telling?
Hey,
Shannon,
hey,
if they think they got you in a chokehold, they know how to run their car on the motor. It ain't like y'all got to run in 2 days. Y'all going to log in or something maybe for the
man, I don't give a fuck what they put in that motherfucker.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
I got a small block on motor that would take on that big block on motor.
Who is this?
This is Johnny.
Oh.
Oh, Johnny
from,
I'm already
what
locked
Johnny
in
is
with
this?
Y'all.
What Johnny
yeah,
is this?
It's Johnny.
Little
yeah,
Johnny?
The car name Little Johnny, but the other is Johnny.
Okay, yeah. Little Johnny. What happened? What'd you say, Johnny?
And I was talking to Todd. I take care of motor tomorrow.
I'm already locked in.
I'm already locked in with y'all, little Johnny. I locked in with Jeff last week.
How?
See, Jeff a gangster.
Hey, I'm talking about me
Jeff,
and you
Jeff locked in. He ain't like Sherman.
Jeff locked in when? Oh, when did Jeff lock in?
Last week.
Hey, Todd, let me put you.
Hold
on, Johnny.
Lock in?
I'm not finna explain all that over the internet because too many people be trying to figure out how other people racing each other. But
hey, Todd,
all you need to know, Johnny,
Todd,
is your car.
Hey
Johnny,
nothing,
your
man.
Car is locked in with my car. Just ask
hey, Todd,
Jeff. He'll tell you.
When y'all locked in for?
I was like, how? I'm the owner of that damn car.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
When y'all locked in for?
Okay,
Jeff locked your car in, and that's all
that
counts to me.
It's a different race.
Well, it don't matter to me. Goddamn laws, I get paid. I don't give a fuck who do what.
How the fuck you gonna get paid, your punk ass?
I'm gonna get paid from Jeff. That's how.
Okay, I like to see that shit.
Hey Todd, let me ask you something.
Hey,
while we on this line, hey Johnny,
no
is you Johnny?
Ain't
hold
no,
on, Johnny.
I ain't
hey
gonna
Todd,
be no gangster.
That's a goofball.
Really? You getting on here doing all this talking, man? Hey man, stop it. Would you? Please
okay.
stop it.
I will stop it. Will you lock in?
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey Todd, you
look
know,
here. All last year, you had your car on crate, and we was on the motor. I don't understand what you getting on here fronting for, like you was you taunting somebody.
How am I fronting? I'm trying to lock you in. Either you want to lock me in,
I'm gonna tell
you
like you told me last year. I told you we don't run on crate last year, and you was hunting and hoofing. You got nitrous on your car and wouldn't give us nothing, man. You look just like us. You got a G-body Regal. We got a G-body Cutlass. It was on the motor, and you had spray and didn't want to give us nothing.
Hey, Shannon.
Now, do that
hey,
make
Shannon.
Sense to anybody
when
on this line?
When I get some nitrous again, I'll talk to you. Until then, I guess we don't have nothing to talk about.
Hey, Todd, can you ask me a question?
Next.
Answer. Can you confirm that your car still looked the same? If it looked like it did last year, I'm going to
run you. No, I can't confirm that. That motherfucker pretty now.
Quit trying to act like you all tough and shit. What do looks got to do with something?
Hey, Todd, if they lock in now, where y'all going to run it?
Hey, wait a minute. Let me
the
stop this. Hold on, y'all. Let me stop.
Hey,
Todd, you like locking in. You told me earlier you like locking in with a ghost car. I got a
yes.
ghost car.
Come on with
it. It's a Malibu stock suspension with a little iron in it. What you say you going to give me?
I don't give you shit. I'm running head up as a ghost car.
How you not going to give
now,
me? It's my car. Listen to me. It's going to be my
car,
and I'm going to drive the car.
Car.
What you going to give me?
You just said it's a ghost car.
It's my car, though. It's mine.
So,
I'm going to drive it.
Okay.
Good for you.
Okay, so what you going to give me?
I'm going to run
you got a big iron. I'm going to have a little iron.
Man, I ain't got shit to do with that. It's a ghost car. I'm running it head up. You got a problem with that?
It's just like your car's a ghost car then, because you just said it don't look like
you
did
right.
last year, so
that
means
so
it's a
mean
ghost
that's
car
two,
then.
So that's two gangsters. Get down.
No, I'm not never raising your head up. But I want you to say something slick
with
to
the,
me.
But then we have nothing else to talk
about. Are you
about.
Driving the car?
I don't want a lift box, sir.
Are you driving?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, we ain't got to talk no more. You're right. We ain't going to talk no more.
Thank you.
Because
man,
I want you to get in it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
hey,
huh?
Fuck all
yeah,
this
Todd,
lock in. This show is to lock somebody
Ooh.
In. Motherfuckers want to get on here and just talk all day. Fuck that shit.
Hey Todd.
That's what you've been doing on the internet, talking all motherfuckers for 2 years.
Jesus. I've been trying to lock you in on the internet. Not
trying
to talk to you.
Now all of a sudden you on hold and now you. No.
You wanted to pick on me when you had something dead. You ain't got nothing
Todd,
dead no more.
Idiot, you was on
Todd,
fucking
Todd,
spray. What the fuck is you talking about? I was on motor.
Man,
what
that. Yeah, all right. I ain't even getting into that. You had something dead. You ain't got nothing dead no more. Get your ass down motor to motor. I will
you
annihilate
you
your ass.
Hold on. Hey, don't say nothing. If your car looked the same like it did last year, you
oh,
got head up asking 300 on a 1,000, lock your ass in.
What do look the same look? Mean, Sherman? Could you tell me what look the same mean?
You got all steel, stock suspension,
right.
full
no,
interior.
No, I don't have an all steel car. I got a stock suspension, full interior G-body.
and I will lock your ass in.
Okay,
you motherfuckers want
hey, Ruff,
look
stop
like,
it.
Look like you.
Is anybody else on this
like
line
me,
that's
man.
Trying to go? Because Todd
ain't
is
nobody
not
else
to go.
On this phone got no 79 cuts.
Hey, Shiner.
So don't nobody
yeah,
look like you, motherfucker.
What the hell
you know,
is that? Hello?
Hey, Todd has got to
Todd,
be hey,
you already know what I want to do.
Who? Hey, you
this?
Know what? I'm tired. Hey, check it out. I'm going to lock your ass in. 300 on 1,000 for Shiner Race. Head up off the trailer. Pro Tree, quarter mile. Lock your ass in. Come on.
Man,
you
ain't
yeah,
what you mad at for? Lock in. You say lock in.
You know what? Okay, I'm gonna lock that in. I'm not driving through the quarter. You got that?
You've been talking about you gonna drive all motherfucking year long.
I'm not driving.
Okay.
I'm,
you
and
said
I,
you was driving when you get on the motor. Now you change your mind again.
Hey, you
make your mind
you
up.
Listen? Come on, man. You
would y'all just stop
phone.
Trying to talk, man? Yeah.
50 times I told you I'm only running to the eighth. Is that correct
yeah,
or no? I told
okay,
you, if somebody,
well,
if you want to go to the quarter, somebody else is going to drive. I'm not driving through the quarter.
Eight.
I'm driving
Lord,
to the eighth.
The quarter, we don't run the eighth down.
Well, no,
we run the quarter.
We can run the quarter. I'm going to put somebody in the car. The car can go to quarter. No problem. Lock your
you
ass
can,
in.
Can you tell me you driving? Can you tell me you driving?
Hold on. So are you finna let a driver dictate the race? So if I don't
yeah.
drive, you ain't racing?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
but there's no problem. We don't have to
hey.
Talk. I'm not finna keep lift boxing, man. Either lock in or get
no,
the
no, you're coming up with all these steps. Is anybody else? Somebody
how
was calling
that
my name.
Skip?
Who
I'm
is that?
I'm putting somebody else in the car. What's the problem?
Hey Ray,
you're not talking about
that
no more.
That's what y'all was talking about earlier. You didn't give a fuck who was driving. Get your ass up there on the line.
Right.
Get your
ass in the line. What the fuck
no,
is a driver?
I don't
care
nothing about that. This is personal.
You know what?
Oh,
because
God.
This
it was
personal.
Personal.
It
was
personal.
It was just
calling
make
you
it
gonna
personal
drive
to the AD.
Wasn't
that man to the eight?
Yeah, and I swear I'm gonna lock your ass in right now.
If you get in that motherfucker,
yeah.
lock in.
All right,
lock in.
Run both races
to the
eighth. Run both races to
I'm
the eighth.
Getting
and
in
the
it to the eighth. Lock in.
Get your
yeah.
ass in. I'm gonna run you to the quarter 300 on 1,000 right now.
Okay.
Watch your ass.
If anybody else want to talk about racing, could y'all talk to Sherman and them because they want to talk. I don't want to talk.
Hey, Todd, can you run both races
yeah.
to the eighth one time and then to the quarter?
I'm not going to drive the car
oh,
to
no.
the quarter smooth. I'm only driving to the
okay.
eighth.
Okay, that's not what I asked you.
The car
I
can go to the quarter. Yes, the car can go
that's
to the
all,
quarter.
That's all I'm asking you. That's
yeah.
all I'm asking.
And guess what? And guess what? I lock them both
okay.
in.
Okay, I'm going to check
they
my
ain't nothing.
Wow. I'm not running. I'm
yeah.
running to
see,
the
see what I'm talking
court.
About, Smooth? I'm going to show you
wow.
who's trying to go and who ain't. I lock them
okay,
both in.
You trying to tell me how to race my car? I'm running to the motherfucking quarter.
Okay,
that's what it's
you trying to tell me how to race mine. What are you saying?
But you've been trying to race me.
You
want to
dictate. Hey, Smooth. The man want to
yes.
dictate
yes.
too much shit. He want to dictate who drives, how far we drive to, what my car look like. Come on, man. You want too much.
You said that. You said you was going to drive. Ain't that what you told me?
I'm going to drive to the eighth. Do you want that or not, man?
You said you was
going to
drive.
We got 90 seconds left, y'all. Hey, I'm going
to
cut y'all off.
Man, good night, man, because I knew y'all wasn't going to do shit.
Yeah, get your sweet self off this phone. Hey, I appreciate all of y'all calling. Is Raylo still on the line? Gerald, did you get Raylo
back
on?
Back off again.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, but he didn't hung back up.
Okay.
But he
well, I just want to say I appreciate y'all calling. Let me give y'all this tidbit. If you go to clocksoff.com and look up BGSHAM, the number 2, you can leave me suggestions. You got to post, leave me a private message, some suggestions of topics that y'all want to talk about. You can leave them on clocksoff.com, and put them in the mix. Clocksoff.com, BGSHAM, the number 2. That's me on clocksoff. I appreciate y'all calling. And I'll talk to y'all next Thursday.
Yes, sure,
right,
Sam.
For sure.
For sure, Big Sean.